Blog Talk Radio.
God damn it, Dupree.
Yeah.
Rings on my hand like I'm Kobe.
Like I'm Kobe.
Lil' baddie twerking on me like she know me.
But she don't know me.
I'm in Cali making movies like I'm Jody.
Like I'm Jody.
Can't nobody tell me nothing, gotta show me.
I gotta see.
And I got a whole bunch of dotey.
Yep.
The shit I'm smoking on one blunt, I have you loaded.
Out of that.
One on one, no, can't nobody hold me.
Not a soul.
Five rings on my hand like I'm Kobe.
Like I'm Kobe.
Coming up, we hit the grind 24-8.
Yep.
We was putting up shots in a fucking crate.
Wow.
Fast 4 years later, we was living great.
Great.
Could've bought a Lamborghini, could've bought a Range. Then niggas started hating, trying to slow me down.
Back.
They been asking where I've been, I've been all around.
Back.
Getting money, blowing trees down.
Ooh.
Even though it's legal, still get it by the pound.
Ah.
We get it every week.
Yep.
This ain't but a week.
Nope.
If she coming back with me, she gotta be a freak.
Man.
Don't give a damn if she was black, white, or Japanese.
Uh-uh.
Lately, I've been hitting bitches from the Middle East.
Ooh.
Shout out to the South.
Ay.
I've been running routes.
Ay.
I can get you anything, cause I got hella clout.
Yeah.
My jump shot ice cold, that's without a doubt.
Yeah.
Everything gonna be froze, catch me stepping out. Five rings on my hand like I'm Kobe.
Like I'm Kobe.
Lil' baddie twerking on me like she know me.
But she don't know me.
I'm in Cali making movies like I'm Jody.
Like I'm Jody.
Can't nobody tell me nothing, gotta show me.
I gotta see it.
And I got a whole bunch of dotey.
Yep.
The shit I'm smoking on one blunt, I have you loaded.
Not enough.
One on one, no, can't nobody hold me.
Not a soul.
Five rings on my hand like I'm Kobe. Is this some real ones in this bitch?
Yep.
Yo, we in this bitch.
Yep.
I got hella people trying to see me in this bitch.
Yep.
When I leave this bitch, I'ma go back in your bitch. Back to back, your 2000 Lakers, repeat in your bitch.
Yeah.
I like it when she pull up in the clutch. Like Kobe for the win and overtime, it's a must.
Yeah.
She said she got a boyfriend, but I don't give a fuck.
Uh-uh.
If we say that's what we doing, then you best believe it's up.
Cause it's up, niggas.
If it's up and it's stuck,
yeah.
We done got caught trying to fuck in the truck. I thought I dipped out somewhat in the cut.
I thought
love in the lust, maybe bust in a gut sight.
Uh-huh.
I'm just playing, I went in with the brass stands. Sipping hands, taking shots with my left hand. It's only 8:24 and I'm on 10.
I'm on
later
10.
When I hit the spot, I'ma roll
with
five rings on my hand like I'm Kobe.
Like I'm Kobe.
Lil' baddie twerking on me like she know me.
But she don't know me.
I'm in Cali making movies like I'm Jody.
Like I'm Jody.
Can't nobody tell me nothing, gotta show me.
I gotta see it.
And I got a whole bunch of dotey.
Yep.
The shit I'm smoking on one blunt, I have you loaded.
Not enough.
One on one, no, can't nobody hold me.
Not a soul.
Five rings on my hand like I'm Kobe.
Like I'm Kobe.
I know you sicker than sicker. Fell off like a old sticker. My rims thicker. Ice in my teeth glitter. Foreign whipper. No Memphis money flipper. Getting it Rock Nation bread, but I ain't jigger.
Big tipper. Big booty stripper getter. Six figure. Real kid money. 36er. Break them down to all zipper. This real rocket.
Must be drunk or dead a sailor. I'm never slipping on my stitching. Louis is my tailor. My hustle always locked down. Call me jailer. Her eyes drowning in my sauce, but I ain't gon' save her. Pata, still flipping money, mister. Don't play round here about this bread, man. Now we don't play. Foreign rides in the yard. House 500K. About some real estate. Got a player in a real face.
100,000 worth of jewelry. Why me put it in your face? I'm a real street. Thought a million in a safe. All that you rapping about, I know you lying off the gate. All these snitches out here riding, I can smell them if they fake. Drop top speed, boat, I'm blowing out the moles. I need to open up a strip club, cause I got them. You want that local joker, I'm going across the globe. In every picture that I take, I be throwing.
I know you sicker than sicker. Fell off like a old sticker. My rims thicker. Ice in my teeth glitter. Foreign whipper. No Memphis money flipper. Getting it Rock Nation bread, but I ain't jigger.
Big tipper. Big booty stripper getter. Six figure. Real get money. 36er. Break them down to all zipper. This real rocket. You know I'm a real sipper.
Hey, what's happening, all you jerkaholics out there? Y'all already know, baby. It's the Mr. King 1033 Sassy. That's me, Jerk Kings Point Blank. This is Top On the Radio, man. We going to get it in today. Got to say big shouts out to everybody, man, that's been tuning in by phone, by online, and hitting them replays, man. Y'all are tremendous, man. Major, major salute. Much love and much respect, man. We appreciate y'all. The growth has been phenomenal, man. I went and looked at my own personal stats, man, and with my own personal stats, and I feel like this should have it be. You know what I mean? If you have a platform like this and you know, you main one talking or you the main one doing certain things and you're always on, you know what I mean, then your numbers should be the highest numbers, because remember, you are after elevation as well, right? Not just the people you bring on and not just the people that buy your services and not just the people that you showcase, but you want to steady elevate as well, right? So I would look at my numbers, man, and I could say, man, I'm proud of myself because my numbers, man, for single show numbers, nobody that has ever been on Chop On the Radio has more single show numbers than the Mister guy. You dig? And I think that's how it's supposed to be, man. I worked hard for that. I said that was something that I wanted. I said that was something that I felt like needed to happen so that I could show myself where I'm at. Sometimes you got to do things to show yourself where you at. We're going to check in with Petty Murphy right after this, man. Let's get it.
Them chickens and we going off. Birds flying south for the winter, pay the cost. She don't want no worker, she want to fuck with a boss. All that country selling, boy, taste it like some chow. Bang, bang, how your bitches want to fuck the gang. Domain, how my nigga really come for cocaine. How my nigga rich, I'm talking weight out to the domain. Chain gang, free my nigga, get out on the same thing. I'm bumping UGK and twisted my Pacific surf. I used to sell them bad, but now let me go selling birds. These niggas out here snitching, tell my niggas watch they word. I heard my auntie got a brick, we masking up to like the perm. I'm talking all day, all my niggas out here trapping all day. Cocaine prices fucked up, get 250 for a ball play. Feeling green, you just sell the rocks up in the hallway. West side getting money, talking about the wrong way. To burn a nigga back up in the G, he tried to tip. All the junkie brother come to me, they know that I'm a bluff. They done tore the project down, I used to hang in that bitch. I just bought a Cadillac and put them things on that bitch, yeah. Ball, ball, got them chickens and we going off. Birds flying south for the winter, pay the cost. She don't want no worker, she wanna fuck with a boss. All that country selling, boy, taste it like some chow. Bang, bang, how your bitches wanna fuck the gang. Domain, how my nigga really come for cocaine. How my nigga rich, I'm talking weight out to the domain. Chain gang, free my nigga, get out on the same thing.
Also, man, again, we got one more state, man, one more state, and we will have listeners in every single state in the United States of America, man. Big shouts out to the USA, man, been knocking a lot of countries out of the park, man. Y'all got to tune in, man. Tell your homies to tune in. Tell your friends to tune in. Your girl, your old man, your spouse, whatever it is, tell them to tune in, man. Tell them to tune in so some of y'all numbers, man, can keep jumping back up and keep climbing back up. Jamaica, man, we need y'all to check in. Y'all check in, man. Y'all don't want let some of these other countries knock y'all off the list, man. So we need y'all to step in. Big shouts out to Jamaica, man. But, yeah, one more state, man, and Top On It Radio Network system will have listeners in every single state in the United States of America, man. That's that work, man. That's that work. And we talk about this a lot. We talk about your demographics. We talk about promotion. We talk about advertisement. Hey, all of this can be obtained. You just got to set you a goal, do your research, do the work, apply it. Don't give up. See it through the end. See it through the end, man. One of the things we wanted was to have listeners in every single state in America. That way we can, and for us and for our listeners and for people to come on the show, we know this. We know that we got listeners in each single state, man. So we ain't left nobody out. We reach in all states, man. We got listeners in all states. We ain't saying we got 100 million listeners in each state. That ain't what we saying, man. We real over here. We keep it 100K. We don't be on no blower. We got a nice amount. In some states, we might got 50 people. Some states, we might got 10. Florida, we might have a little bit less. different states, Utah, we got good numbers in Utah. But in certain places, you know, we might only have one or two, three or four, and that's going to grow in time. But we got bodies and ears and eyes in all 50 states, man. Well, one more state, and then we'll have them in all 50 states. So I had to drop that on y'all, man. So big shout out to everybody, like I said, that's been tuning in, that's been sending that motivation, sending that inspiration, that be rocking with us, even on the shows where we talk about things that's a little touchy to a lot of people. Y'all stay rocking with us, and you stay tuned in. That right there, man, means a lot to all of us, you dig? Because we got people that we know as friends and homies and stuff, and soon as something they hear go wrong, they stop tuning in. They don't never rock with you no more. They don't never do anything no more. And y'all keep showing that we need not pay attention to them. Y'all keep showing that they don't even matter. Y'all matter. The ones that's taking the time out, listening to the shows, replaying the shows, sending that motivation and that inspiration that way, y'all the ones that matter. And we're going to keep doing this shit for y'all. You dig? So big shout out to you. Like I said, and oh yeah, before I bring Petty Murphy on, fuck Facebook. Facebook has been playing with my pages for the last two damn weeks, man. I've been locked out of the Top on the Radio page. I was stopped from posting. I was banned from my own damn radio page. I got locked out of the damn Mr. page where I couldn't do it. And then all of a sudden I got back in my personal page. Man, fuck Facebook and Zuckerberg. You dig? I'm going to do my thing the whole time while I'm on there. The whole time while I'm on Facebook, man, I'ma light that shit up. Why? Because, man, a little bit too soft. A little bit too soft. And it's easy for somebody to report you with no real basis. You know what I'm talking about? Other than your work. And the fact that people reported the Chop on the Radio page, and if anybody that's tuned in, is listening, is connected with the Chop on the Radio Network page on Facebook, y'all know what be posted on there. Never is anything offensive. Never is anything offensive, no cuss words, no nudity, no none of that, no talking about killing each other, shooting each other, no none of that. So for someone to report that, what does that tell everybody? It tells everybody that some people out there or somebody out there doesn't like the growth, doesn't like the elevation, doesn't like maybe what we do here on Chop on the Radio. But how would they know not to like it versus like it if they didn't ever tune in? So we salute them as well, man. We salute them as well because they tune in too, and they low-key fans. So big shout out to y'all. It won't stop, man. We still got the Mr34.com website, man. We're getting ready to restructure some things on there and put some new things on there. So it'll probably be down for a little bit. And then when it come back, like I said, we're going to have a lot of new things on there. We got, I call it, man, it's the website series, man. We got a website series with videos that's going to be on there that you won't hear on Chop on the Radio. You won't see on Facebook. The only place you'll see these is on the website, you dig? And I say with the website, man, 21,000, last time I checked, 21,000 views. You know what I mean? So the site has been visited 21,109 times so far. You know what I mean? And I even slacked off on the promo a little bit. But, hey, shouts out to everybody, man, that's been rocking with it. And I can't say this. I'm going to bring Petty Murphy on first. I got something else to say. I'm going to let Petty get in. Petty Murphy, what's good with you, famo? Good morning. Great morning.
Great morning, famo. Great morning. Just, you know, going off high of being on the Who They Want podcast last night, which was not only on their platform streaming. It was also streaming on my personal Facebook last night, the Petty Murphy Project page, and Petty Murphy TV on YouTube. So I got this thing in, and last night's episode, hey, we kept it 100K all day long last night for an hour and a half. It was dope. We hit on some very key issues, especially Slapgate and everything else too. But the number one thing that I'm here this morning to be blessed on this morning for the most high, you and I have been talking about this for weeks. It's happening, y'all. It's happening.
Yes.
Words and Flow, the show, and Mosaic Productions presents to you the Midwest Connection that's coming Saturday, June 25th. And it's going down. You know, we've been doing shows for a long time. Hell, we linked up at a lab show. And we know this game. We know this game, and we've been seeing all of this, y'all. Y'all understand with our platforms, with Chop on the Radio and the Petty Murphy Project, we've been paying attention to what y'all been doing. And we've been seeing a lot of blow up in between. So what we're doing with this show, and I'm with the Mister on this, you know, because I know he got hit the last game ready to kick off later on this month, going on to the birthday bash and what we're doing all summer long and moving forward. Here's the requirement.
And I got to say this real quick before you get into that. If Petty Murphy, if Petty Murphy refers you to come to one of these events and perform on these events, we're going to make that happen for you. So if Petty Murphy refer you, you know, we already talked with Petty Murphy, so we already know. But if Petty Murphy refer you, we're going to do our best to make sure we get you in and on those events. And I had to put that in there, too, because that right there shows the level of respect and it shows the level of where we at. Petty Murphy has the opportunity to book artists and place artists on different shows as well. See, we also A&Rs and these type of things, too. So I just had to put that out there. If Petty Murphy holler at you and he say, hey, man, they got a slot down here, I want to refer you to get on that slot, I just need to make sure you're going to, whatever it is he tell you, just know that he's speaking that in good faith. That means that, yeah, he can get you booked on the Lyrics and Flow the show. So I just had to throw that out there, Femo. Go ahead. My bad. Just let everybody know.
It's the same way with the Most Hated Show. You know, if Chop on the Radio, Femo Nation's contact, say, hey, you need to contact Petty Murphy about getting on the show, and they referred you, hey, I'm going to put you on it because that's blessed. Blessed upon it.
Right.
It doesn't only help out the show, but it's blessed upon you as an artist. So, you and I still got to talk this out. We're also putting other people in, bringing in Tone Crew from TDD, bringing in. I did talk to you about bringing Jag the Official, bringing in Bands Up Rick. Basically, we all going to work together and collaborate because, you know, you got the Kansas connection, you got the Oklahoma connection. We can basically work this out, too. So we have a lot of artists that we know personally, and these are pretty much people that have supported us and been down with us. So I put this on here this morning on Facebook. It's actually after the flyer's out now, so there's two requirements for this, people. Number one, you have to at least perform at least one Most Hated or Lab show between Wichita, Kansas City, and Oklahoma. Two, you must have submitted a track or audio drop or shared a post from Chop on It Radio or the Petty Murphy Project or called in for an interview with both platforms. There's going to be more information to come in, and I know there's going to be a lot of artists that's going to hit both of us up trying to get on, but we hey, it's like this. We don't know y'all. We don't know y'all yet.
Yeah.
So we want to break this down.
Right.
Before we start putting slots in, taking fees, because, hey, look here, we're putting on the platform, we're putting our money together to basically make this thing pop off, too. You're going to have to kick in something if you want to compensate it. So you're going to have to kick in something. We ain't going to hit you over the head, but we're going to make sure that, you know, we get some little compensation, work things out. We want to at least get the originals that have been a part of Last and Most Hated Shows their rightful opportunity to be a part of this before we start opening it up for everybody else. I do have a Most Hated Show coming up May 28th. And I do have some artists that have not performed at a Most Hated Show, but a couple of them have been on and have tapped into Chop on the Radio and the Petty Murphy Project. So I will be bringing them on to the Midwest Connection. So I'm just going to put that out there. It's because they have already done their requirements. But for everybody else that would be looking for opportunities and everything else, too, because they see an opportunity and they see how hype it is, we're going to hit them. We're going to have to talk business because we're going to have to make it business because a lot of you artists, and I've dealt with this for the last couple of years, a lot of you artists don't understand this when it comes to this business. It's business first, party later. This is an opportunity that the Mister basically was blessed upon. You know, this is his property, and this is his opportunity, and we basically collab with this. This is a collaboration, and we're about business. We ain't about that blow-up. So for a lot of you artists out there, basically when we get everything in order, we're going to have a list, and we're going to have times, and this is how this is going to go. if you miss your time, if we forget your time slot, that's your time slot. If you show up late, you will not perform. Period. It's because we have to, and even though we're going to be out all night, doesn't matter. We got other things to do. It is your job to be on time. It is your job to promote. That's a big requirement. You must promote that you are performing on this show, because we're going to promote on Chop on the Radio. We're going to promote on the Petty Murphy Project. I'm pretty sure I got like 30 interviews to go.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna add something in on that too. And big shout out to YL Dallas, man. We're gonna bring YL Dallas here too. I want to say this, man. When it comes to the promoting too on these events that we doing, right? I feel like, man. When it comes to the promoting, you know, everybody take me out when it comes to promoting. When you come to the last events, man, if they here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, we would like to see you actually promote to this area. You know what I mean? We understand y'all got y'all people and stuff like that, wherever y'all at. We understand that too. But you got to understand something, man. We, like Petty Murphy said, we've been in this, you know, for a good little time now. We done learned some things, right? So we got to pass that along. Sometimes you can promote heavy as hell to your people. And that's cool. That's fine, right? And then when you go to these places and show up, nobody really knows who you is or even have a sense of you, because you have did no promotion where you're going. I sat back and thought about this before we started making announcements that we was coming back with the events. I sat back and was researching this and looking and just thinking and, you know, looking over everything. And I realized that is something that, you know, as artists we do. Sometimes we do promo to our own selves and that big thing. And we might say, hey, Muskogee, Oklahoma, I'm coming y'all way. And that might be all that it is. You dig? But you got to do more than that. You got to do more than that. You got to actually promo to the area, you dig? Now, you don't have to. I'm not going to necessarily cut you because you didn't promote to Muskogee, but I challenge you, and I'm just not going to say encourage. I challenge you to promote to the area where you're going. If you know us, Femo Nation is here, so you can get with one of us, man. Hey, how can I put some promo out there that might reach some people or whatever it is? But you got to start promoting to the area that you're going as well. That way, you know, you can give them a taste. You can put it on their mind. They can know who you are. Your awareness is just a little bit more than not doing that. So that's what I want to see, man. Like I said, as Femo said it, and when he was saying it's about business too, we is having fun and we're doing that. But when it comes to these type of things, it's about business, man. And everybody's been came too far. Everybody's been elevated to a level to where we have to operate in a certain way. And when it comes to people that's on book slots, you know what I mean? It's no longer can you just really just throw up some promo to your people. Nah, man, we want to see that Muskogee, Oklahoma name off in your promo. We want to see that Muskogee, Oklahoma name in your promo. We want to see the lyrics and flow of the show. We want to see the most hated. We want to see that coming. Hey, y'all, I'm in Muskogee. I'm going to Muskogee, Oklahoma, or wherever. And let this continue on. Let this continue on, man, because people go to other people's cities. And they never really promo to the people in those cities, right? Now, we're not talking about big people. We're not talking about your mainstream artists. You know, they got people, they pay people to do that. And they do a very good job.
They got publicists that do that.
Yeah, they got publicists that do that shit. So they don't have to worry about that. For us, a lot of us, for some of us and a lot of us, we don't have that yet. Some of us, a lot of us, we don't have that yet. So we have to do that, right? So we want to see that. Like I said, it's nothing hard. You dig? I know video drops. You dig? I will, on my end and on Famo Nation end, we will be requiring you to do a video drop. And what that means is you will come on a video. Hey, what's happening, man? It's the Mister. Check me out, man. I'm going to be at Lyrics and Flow, the show, We Outside event, going down to Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, April 23rd, the first one, jumping off, man. I'm going to be there. Make sure you come out. Holler at me, man. I'm going to have some things for you. Again, it's the Mister. See me in Muskogee, Oklahoma, April 23rd, Lyrics and Flow, the show, We Outside event. Yeah, just like that on your video. It ain't got to be that long. It can be shorter, whatever it is. But it is no more baby steps to the game. It's time to get that jerking, and it's time to get that working. So that video drop, if you don't have that video drop, you can still come, and you can enjoy with us, but you will be paying an entry fee, and you will not be performing. So you can still come. You can still enjoy, but you will be paying to get in, and you will not be performing. If you don't do a video drop, your slot is out of there. It's out of there. Because we will be outside. A lot of these events, we're going to hit some venues, but a lot of these events are going to be outside. And, hey, man, the day must go on. The night must go on. We're not going to change up the vibe of what it is because you didn't do some of the things that you were supposed to. So it is what it is. You don't do that video drop. This the summer, baby. This jerk season. We turning it up a notch. We on 100K. No blower. Don't do the video drop. No problem. Your ass just won't be performing at any of the We Outside events. Just saying.
That's true.
So make sure you do what you do, man. Make sure you do what you do. Hey, how else is people going to see your face? How else is they going to know who you are? I mean, majors do this stuff. Semi-majors do this stuff. So why, wherever you feel like you at on this level, that ain't too hard. If you feel like that's too hard for you to do, you a lazy-ass person. Get the hell out of the way. If you ain't got time for that, you should never be seen on social media. You should never be seen doing anything else but just working on your craft 100% of the time, and we know that's not possible. So a video drop ain't shit but helping you, and that's another way to get you inside the city's promotion where you're going to. People can see you, so they know it's real. They know it's you. They hear your voice. They see all that good shit, man. Start applying that shit, baby. We working with the real jerkers, the real workers, and we going to have fun all summer long. All that Winnie Pooh, boo-boo artist shit, that shit ain't accepted. If these are the rules, you don't like them, you ain't got to come perform. We going to still get it in, and we going to make sure eventually it's going to get to where we want it to get to, and we going to have fun. Next summer, we going to come back, and we going to run it back and do it back-to-back, two straight summers. It's Jerklahoma, man. We got a lot behind this. We real excited, as you can tell. I'm very excited. But one thing is big different when it comes to Liz and Flo to show events. Ain't no more artist whiny boo-boo shit. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's business. It's about that jerking. So if we set out two, three simple rules, hey, if we say, hey, at this show, you got to wear something black and yellow. You say, man, you show up and your ass ain't in black and yellow, you don't have nothing black and yellow, guess what? You don't get to perform, and you will pay to get in. Simple as that. This is business. Ain't none of that other, all that crybaby shit and, oh, well, we need this. No. I ain't supplying no damn weed for nobody. I ain't supplying no liquor for nobody. You going to buy that shit on yourself. Matter of fact, buy us a goddamn drink. Here, send me some goddamn trees. We took care of artists for a long time when it came to these events, and a lot of people sat back, soaked it up, and we spoiled them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like, and where I'm at in life, the more knowledge I've gained, the better outlook and the mindset. Hell, we've done that. So, hey, now it's about business. This is how we're going to do it. This is what it is. If you can't do none of that, you can still show up. Don't get the tripping when
but
you show up and we say,
in.
Hey, yeah, man, we need that entry fee, and you're not performing because we're going to have somebody there that's going to take care of that. Everybody ain't tough all the time, but you got to remember where you're coming. You is coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma, so no violence, no drama, none of that. But when it comes to these performances, I'm going to bring while y'all giving Femo time, a little bit of time so we can bring him on. But when it comes to the performances, if we ask, if we say, hey, this is what you got to do, well, it ain't going to be making you try out for the NFL. We ain't going to be making it where you got to try out for the NBA. Everything that we're going to ask you to do is really ultimately going to be a better look for you. If you can't do that, hey, that right there show us that we can't have you a part
trust
of the vibe and the energy.
We can't trust
period.
You. We can't trust
simple.
You. Simple. And
I'm going
to add on.
And I know
Sam
won't speak on this.
I'm going to add on.
Go ahead. Let me bring
him
to
see
you. Why, yeah, we got you on here with us?
What's up?
Good.
I'm going to add on to something, Sam.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I drop video drops on the Teddy Murphy Project. I do video drops. So basically, if you got a video, you can't get into the mission, send me the video. I'll put your video into a video drop and add it into the commercial because I can create a commercial. That's the easy. Mm-hmm. That's the easy part, people. The thing
easy.
Is that
simple.
The easy part for y'all is to promote. The hard part's on us. That's basically making sure that everything goes well. All we're asking you guys to do is do your part. That's all you have to do. You have
and my
to promote.
Thing. And my thing, too, I'm going to let Wyatt touch on it. And my thing, too, is, man, is just this. If you get to perform on the Lyrics and Flow, the show that we outside event, I know the main thing for me, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm putting it out there, Femo Nation, you know what I mean? Once YL, well, he might have something to say. Jag might got something to say. And that's what it's going to be. But if you can't do the video drop, man, I mean, this is the summertime. We could to be outside. You did? So you got to do a little bit more than really what you would do at the club, even though a lot of people still do video drops for when they performing at the club. But, man, that's just what it is now. This is 2022, man. This ain't 1992. So do your video drop or, hell, just come show up as a patron and have fun. YL, man, anything you want, you got to say on any of that?
All right. Okay. Hear me out. Y'all know I've been missing. That's because I've been in artist mode. So I'm going to respond to this as an artist. Shit is not hard to do. What's being asked of me as an artist ain't hard to fuck. I'm on TikTok all day, on Facebook all day, doing promotional shit. So...
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
And we see it.
And you're supposed to make the shit work for yourself.
There it is.
Me, for instance. If I'm doing a video drop, I'm going to pick one of my songs that I know I'm going to perform. I'm going to have that bitch in the background.
Oh.
Most bitch, kind of like the sister did earlier. And then I'm gonna have that video on every fucking social media site I can have it on. And I might do a
Come
couple
on
of
with.
Know how many songs I'm performing.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yep.
That shit ain't hard to do, because if your shit on Spotify and all that other shit, you use Distro Kid or whatever you use, your shit on TikTok.
Come on.
So not only are you giving your song a video to where somebody pits, touches your sound, that video's gonna pop up with all the other videos made that sound. You think about it. You promote the motherfucking event. So however many people that get to, they gonna click on that shit. So you help
right.
yourself while you're promoting on what you ask to do.
Right.
I'm with YL on that. And I've noticed something.
Oh,
exactly.
Why y'all said something about numbers? Why you said something about numbers?
It helps the show numbers,
yeah,
the event numbers. It helps the event numbers. It does do that.
No. I'm not even talking about the event numbers. I'm still in artist mode. I'm talking to the artists.
Right.
It helps their numbers too. So think about
True.
This. Famo, say I got a guy that you don't know shit about. And he's
right.
about to perform on this event, and you know about the event. You're thinking about going to that event. So you click on this motherfucker because you want to see what he about.
Right.
Now he got a motherfucking, he got a few, and if you like his shit, you might check out the rest of his shit.
True.
That is true. Video just because you said you were going here, and that's where he's going to be.
That is true. And yep, you spoke something real right there. That is true, man. That can get you, might listen to that one, or they might go listen to a couple more. That is true. That's a good point right there.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people look at it like that either. You see what I'm saying?
No,
but until they go to a spot to where it's like Atlanta or somewhere big, then,
mm-hmm.
that's when they want to say it or whatever. I feel like every time you go to another city to perform, or even if you got a performance, what YL just said, if you think about it, shit, if you doing a lot of performances, if you is or if you ain't, it don't matter. Think about that right there, what YL Dallas Miss Exclusive just said. They might listen to your stuff. They might listen to a couple more. Out of all those people it reached, somebody going to listen to a couple more.
Facts. And here's two perfect examples. I got two artists that are performing May 28th.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put you on mute just a second. I'm going to bring you right back on.
And that's Bay. And these two make promo video drops for this event and anything they do. That's a perfect example. That's drawing the people to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also drawing the people to the events that they're a part of. You know, Gnosis took my promo video for May 28th, and put it on his TikTok. It is helping the show. I'm not dependent on Facebook numbers because I already know what the last couple of shows I have done with rotated last year here in Kansas City and what I did in Wichita.
Man, look, we used to do events that had said 71 people was coming to the show. Mm-hmm. 71 people was coming to the show on the event page, right? And then we show up at the show, and by the end of the night, we done max spotlight two or three times that night. You dig? So I'm with you on that, man. It then pays, you know, you get people that are taking their going that ain't even really going. They just supporting, and we love that because it helps the look. You dig? So we understand that, but, yeah, I feel you on that. Them event page numbers sometimes, man, that don't reflect who really show up.
Yeah,
it don't really affect.
The first most hated show, and Tone Cruz can attest to this shit, the first most hated show we promoted for 6 months, and yet it had, 36 people coming? Steel Bar holds about, 250? We had 350 sitting out. We had 200 people inside, and we had 150 lined up all the way going down past 2nd Street.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. We didn't prove that to not be true all the time. Now, when you a major, even with a major, you know what I mean? It might say 10,000 people going, and then you hear, and then they be like, man, it was 20,000 people there. It was, you know what I'm saying? So with the event page, though, it's good for the awareness. It's good to get it out there. Exactly, good for promo, advertisement, awareness, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying it's a bad move. It's a great move. But sometimes those numbers that's on there, because I know some promoters is way bigger than me and bigger than us. And on theirs, it might say, they got 500-something people who didn't like it. But then you go back and you see the videos and you see what it really did, and you see the parking lot and you see the food area, you see all of this shit, and you're like, damn, that's way more than 500 people. You see what I'm saying? So Facebook is what Facebook is. You know what I mean? Social media is what social media is. But what really matters, Femo pointed out, what really matters is coming coming through the door when it's on that end. But even if you do promo and you get 61 people to say they coming, and those 61 people are the only 61 people to show up, your ass better perform like you performing in front of a million people. Why do I say that? It's because we live in a different time frame now. Everybody got a damn camera on their phone. You never know. If somebody is feeling you like, man, let me record this cat, I'm fixing to go live, or I'm fixing to post this video, and they do it, and they just like what YL was saying, I'm going to bring him on, just like what he was saying, boom, they see that, see you perform, they're like, shit, man, let me go check him out. Damn, I like that song, man, let me see what else he got. I'm just saying, man, it makes sense to me. I'm going to bring YL Dallas on. Femo, what you think about that? Like, when you performing, somebody recording your, performance or you doing your thing and sharing it, you think that could be a help, too?
Oh, yeah. That's how I've gotten every video of my performance. From another motherfucker recording that I didn't know was recording.
So, Right.
It works out. All promotion is good promotion, especially if you're doing it right.
Straight up. And look, we see the grown-ass man get the shit slapped out of him at the Oscars and turn around and damn near have his whole tour shut out.
He made $600 million so far.
Hey,
so, in the face of adversity, you can come out on top.
Mm-hmm. Controversy does create cash.
He did his thing because he got smacked hard.
Oh, he got slapped real hard.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was
slapped him back at the MC Gusto.
He was able to keep his composure and keep the show going. That's how you know it's about the money. Like, true enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
saying, but y'all know me, I'm a jerk by blood. Salute to the Jerk Kings. But I had to put it in my own jerky kind of way. But basically, that's what I was saying. Like, for what happened, it showed us where a lot of people is in our country. But that's because we're really not in that man's position. If we was in that man's position, some of the things like what YL just said would be running through our minds. Yeah, we might mess up and did that, but after the fact, we like, damn, I just signed this contract over here. Damn, the Academy don't allow this, don't allow this. Man, I agree to that. Damn, man, I got this sponsorship or this whatever over here to start this program for the kids. Damn. Then that's where your life starts settling in on you. When you hear the district attorney say, when you listen, this is the key too. When you hear the district attorney say, hey, we got to show people that no one is above the law. That eliminates everything. If charges get brought up, legal charges get brought up, which I'm probably sure they probably might not, but if they did, now this man got legal problems.
Yeah. And, you know, last night on when I was on the Who They Want podcast, you said the exact same thing you two are saying. Had Will Smith been a normal person, or had that been Kanye West that slapped Chris Rock, they would have had security on him. And Kanye don't care because Kanye's worth billions. But Kanye would have got canceled. But, you know, look how that happened. Look how one man's mistake catapulted another man's status.
I'm gonna bring you on, Wally. I know you moving and grooving. We got a little echo, but I'm going to bring you on soon to let you speak. Go ahead, Ben.
The internet is savage. The internet is savage.
Yeah.
And it can make you or it can break you.
Then I say the internet is undefeated every damn time, no matter what situation it is. The internet go weird. It's too many damn people, man. You can't beat every damn body in the world. You can't do that, right? But take this out, though. This is my whole thing. And I, like I said, I know I was being a little jerky with it because I got to be me. I got to be the mister with it, right? But my whole basis of why I reacted the way, I ain't going to say reacted, but because it is what it is to me. But it's a topic that there is trendy topic, right? So, you know, fuck it. I jumped in it. But it's because I really wanted to see. Now, we all talk about making it, becoming business owners, becoming this, becoming successful, trying to do this and trying to do that. Well, when we get there, man, we can't be doing certain shit like that. Why?
No.
Because it can ultimately hurt our pockets, it can hurt our image, it can hurt our brands, sponsors, all of this good stuff, contracts we didn't sign that's worth way more. We ain't talking about like no pennies and nickels. We talking about like life-changing contracts, you feel me, that can put everybody in your family through college maybe or some shit, at least two or three of them. But we talking about like that. We talking about big business. So when you big business, you can't do things that you would normally see somebody on the street doing. Hell, even in the military, when they out in public, right, they can't do certain things.
They got to act accordingly.
Yeah. Right. And what I'm saying is it comes with a level of respect, right? They do have a clause at the Oscars that covers all of that. Right? That's what happened. Obviously, now all the information is coming out. I guess the police was going to ask him or was going to try to arrest him. The police did ask the Oscars, you know, talk to the Oscar people about removing him and all this good stuff. You know, all that's coming out now.
They talked to Will Packer. Will Packer said Chris Rock said no. Let him stay.
Exactly. And see, and I heard, I watched a YouTube show. I fell asleep watching it, man. But I watched a lot of it last night, and they was talking about this situation, and they was talking about why is everybody, you know what I mean, going after Will when they should be going after Chris Rock. You feel me? And like I said, I understand both sides of it. I just like to spark people's minds. But on the other hand, does that mean when you become that valuable to your family and the people around you and hell, ultimately the world, because you got power to change things all over the world, right? You got the finances and the image, everything to go along with it to do it. Is that really what we would do if we in that position? I'm talking about like us, like, because I come from nothing. You dig? I come from nothing, right? Like, I didn't, shit, man. So if a nigga get to a Will Smith level, I don't think me, coming from where I came from, knowing what I know about life, I don't, but see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not him, and he not me, and his life's totally different. I'm just saying, for me, ain't no way in hell, man, I'm going to be that powerful, worth that much money, man, and I'm going to let a cat crack a joke on my wife, and okay, now I want to hurt him. People, to me, and I understand it was about, you know, what people took it about, the alopecia. But a lot of people don't understand what's getting ready to come out in mainstream promotion and what's getting ready to happen on that end as well. And another thing, do we really know if she really got alopecia? I'm just saying, do we really
she could have got her fame, you know, and the fame was wrong.
I don't know. She got her own show. I'm a bring YL. I know what I'm saying is, I don't know. You feel me? So if I don't know, man, then I can't really, even as far as personally, I could tell what's going on and everybody saying this and this and that and make an assessment of my own. But personally, man, you know, I don't give a shit. But as far as the trendy topic, I don't know. Did she come out on her own show and the doctor said, yes, she didn't have this or yes, she didn't have that? Because, I mean, everybody done seen pictures. That's why I said the internet is undefeated. I done seen pictures of people who had alopecia's head and look. Right, it's totally different, but I don't know, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, but I've seen so many people automatically accept the violence part. Now, and I'm not no, you know, bubblegum person, but I did strike someone in my life, and I did get charged with a felony for it, and I did have to go sit down for a minute, and I got out, and I had to be on paper time probation for a little bit. Hey, I finished it when I was in Kansas, in Wichita, right? But when people start saying that, I was like, yeah, I understand protecting your wife. But damn it, this is 2022. If you are that powerful, right? I'm gonna put it like this. People don't have to show any aggression to get things handled. I could just say that. You know what I mean? Like, people got some people that'll beat your ass up backstage, and you will never connect them to the two because they're going to be sitting there just looking like they enjoying the Oscars, enjoying the filming, whatever, but you done got your ass whooped up backstage. By what? By they people. Or because Chris Rock brother, Tony, oh shit, that nigga been lighting Will Smith ass up. And I don't think Will Smith would have walked up on Chris Rock brother like that. The Chris Rock brother would have put them hands on his ass. I'm not saying he would have whooped Will. It would have been a good fight. I actually would have liked to see that one. But I'm going to bring YL on because my thing is, this is what I want to know. The legal part of it. So what happened as far as in with Chris Rock, the joke that he said, you know what I mean? The level where all of them is, all of them, Chris Rock, Jada, and Will, all of them, and what happened? Is that worth losing and possibly, we can't say legal battles because it ain't turned into a legal situation, but let's just say, is that worth what's happening and what's going to happen and what could possibly happen? Is that worth that? Putting your, because remember, everybody said standing up for his wife. So now his wife got to see her husband have things that he worked so hard for. Now they're getting ready to start picking at it. Now, he was already going through some stuff, right? Everybody was saying these things. He was going through some stuff, and she was going through some stuff, and they had this. Did this bring less, or did this bring more? And was it a plan for that to happen? For not saying a slap, but is it a plan for this awareness and all that? I don't know, man. Shit seems kind of kooky and crazy to me. But my thing is, if you're standing up for your wife, now look at everything. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody, boo, 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 boo. I know what she got going on with Pfizer and the drugs. You know what I mean? Is getting ready to come out for women with alopecia. We know this, right? We know this to be true. We know what happened at the Oscars to be true. We know, like I said, she got the drug out. We know G.I. Jane. G.I. Jane is not a movie about a soft little girl who gets picked on and does nothing. I'm just saying. But if Jada Pinkett played G.I. Jane, you don't tell me you wouldn't want to go see that movie. I'm going to bring Y.L. Dallas over to the hill because Y.L. Dallas, you know, see things. We all see things our own way, but I'm just interested on what y'all think, man. Y.L. Femo, what do you think? Do you think all of that shit was worth putting his wife through, seeing what he's getting ready to have to go through now?
But to be honest, I think that was a slap of passion.
Interesting.
It's like this. Look, I ain't gonna air out my shit. But I'm going through some things personally in the family. You see what I'm saying? So I can see, you know, from us knowing that Will has already been blasted about his wife fucking this young singer. Now, so at home ain't already good to where you fuck around could be furious on the inside, and you know, it's not shown on your face.
Very true.
And I think
very true.
I think he fuck around and snapped, because I done been like. See,
I agree with you.
Will
don't
have to
work
another day in his life.
Nope.
So he don't think about certain shit like we have to.
Right.
Just because I'm going through things, I wanted to slap the shit out of a truck driver this week. And I was real close. Real close. But I had to think about it. If I slap this motherfucker today, I'm going to be unemployed today.
Yeah.
And child support don't give a fuck if you got a job or not. Still getting theirs.
Exactly.
I feel like Will, he didn't have to worry about that aspect. It's
true.
Like he already getting made fun of for crying and shit after hearing that his wife's been fucking off. So
that wasn't
the fact that that joke was so horrible. It's just, you know, that joke was the last straw. Somebody had to feel his motherfucking pain.
And the other aspect that we got to look at too, and I know some people said this is, I see them say this is a coincidence, but damn it, I believe everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? I believe everything happens for a reason. When you see the video clips of certain actions that mimic exactly what happened, except for the slap, exactly what happened at the Oscars with him acting, it kind of makes you think, like, I'm a big Will Smith fan, man. I've been a big Will Smith fan since I was a kid. Come on, a lot of us have. I ain't going to sit up and act like I ain't been. I have been. I like, man, one of my favorite movies is I Am Legend that he do. I love that movie. You dig? I like all kind of movies that Will Smith play in. But anyway, that I'm not against him. You feel me? I'm just saying right here. What I'm saying is I know how the legal system is in America. You know what I'm talking about? And I know from what we done seen, not personal firsthand, but once stars start doing things like that, it's way more going on behind closed doors. One of my favorite comedians of all time, you know what I mean, Martin. When Martin was doing certain things and they put him on camera and they put him on TV, he came out, talked about it. He said he was high, right? I love Martin still to this day. That's my dog. But look at what happened. They tried to expose his life. They tried to do this, and this is what old media is going to do. Old media is not gonna let this shit go until they feel like they didn't got justice. So anything he does, then his whole entire time is gonna be under the spotlight. He was under the spotlight, and yeah, he's one of the mega stars. But this is the most I've been hearing about Will Smith in the news in a long time. That's just me. Maybe I'm out of there and I don't really pay attention, but I ain't heard this much about him and Jada since the entanglement shit. I just don't pay attention to them like that. But that part of it, and then the other part of it, is people were saying that a lot of men, maybe that's the reason, you know, they not married or don't got a wife because they didn't stand up for their wife like that. And to that, I call 100% bullshit. And the reason why I say that is because every man is not the same. You have some men out there that are not fighters. They are not fighters at all. They don't do anything when it comes to physical confrontation, but they are smart as shit. Right? And when you do something to them, they can't fight you because they know they can't beat you up and they know they'll get hurt. But they know they can have people look into some of your wrongdoings, get you on that end. They know they can use legal shit against you, get you on that end. They know they can do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some people out there that don't do anything with violence. They are totally not a violent person. So if they defend their wife in the same situation in a different manner, you feel me? And you can't say, you know what I mean? You can't say, well, if you didn't defend your wife like that, then that's the reason why you ain't married or you ain't got a wife. How is that when it's men who've been married for 40-something years and shit like that, that ain't never fought nobody, that they defended their wife honor with their brain, with their mind, with their power, with their position, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that man over here at the bank, he trying to get a loan from. Let me put a call in real quick. You go off in there to say, hey, man, I'm checking on my loan. Oh, it's been denied. Oh, I know the man at the car lot that you trying to go get a car from. That, man, they people think this shit ain't real life. This is how shit works. The good old boy system still works in America. We don't know who people know. You see what I'm saying? We don't know who people know. So when people were saying that, just on that aspect of it, if you didn't defend your wife like that, you know what I mean? Because I said, well, I know I've been a married man. I'm not married anymore, but I know I've been a married man, and I know when it ever came to any situation about somebody making jokes about my wife, as soon as you were talking, and your talk is directed towards my lady, I'm going to say my lady, your words is directed towards my wife, my antennas is up on 100%. And any little joke you say, anything foul you say, nigga, I don't have a delayed response to that shit. I'm going to catch that shit as soon as it come out your mouth. You dig? So you won't ever catch me laughing like that if I felt that way. If I felt like you disrespecting my wife, soon as it come out your mouth, I'm going to feel that way. And my reactions as a protector, I said this when we covered it on the last segment, my reactions as a protector will not be a joyful, it will be a protective action. It won't be delayed. You dig? I'm not in that man's position, and I'm not in front of the whole world like that, you dig? Although one more state, we'll be in every state in the United States. But it's not about all that. It's still the same thing. It's that instinct. What I seen was a man that's probably going through hella shit He can't take that shit no more. He in Hollywood. He done been dealing with that shit all his damn time. Now somebody fucking his old lady. Now she doing this. Somebody doing this shit. The man, I think, is having a fucking mental breakdown, right? We done seen football stars start acting crazy. Boxer store that we didn't see this shit, and everybody overlooks it and not really take it for what it is. That man going through some shit just like me or you or OYL or Petty Murphy or me the Mister are going through, and then we have a fucking breakdown and cut somebody out or do some shit like that. He going through some real life shit, like YL said, just happens. Chris Rock said a fucking joke. You know, he might have looked over at his wife, and he might have been like, damn, she already then gave it up to this nigga. I have to stand up and be a protector so I can keep her. Remember when she was cool with Tupac. See, everybody forgetting this. Remember, Will was hella fucking jealous of Tupac because how Jada and Tupac was. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand it because he couldn't live up to how she looked at Tupac. See, so this is not some shit that's been going on in this man's life that just started. This man has been having these issues for a long time when it comes to her and other men. See, I know this. Everybody that been following Will knows this. I'm just saying.
Let's get one thing understood. He and her being who they are and where they were should not have been mad about a joke.
The joke was,
there was no disrespect in the joke. Nigga said,
and I'm going to say this, it wasn't too funny.
Hey, Jada, I can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2. He spoke to Will and Jada, acknowledging they were there. Said, G.I. Jane 2, move the fuck on there. Oh, shit, here he comes. And see, it's another video going around where people are trying to act like soon as Will slapped Chris, Jada started laughing.
She didn't.
When Chris Rock said Will Smith slapped the shit out of me.
Yeah, exactly. That's when she laughed.
She didn't laugh when the slap happened. Mm-hmm. She laughed once Chris acknowledged he'd been slapped.
Exactly. I caught that too. Oh yeah, because I already knew they was gonna be on some bullshit. That's old media. Well, now there's new media for you.
Yeah, trying to say that. Oh, this is her reaction to the slap. Like, nah, nigga, she ain't laugh when he slapped her. She laughed when Chris Rock said, "Oh shit, I've been slapped."
Will Smith slapped
the shit out of me.
She laughed. Yeah.
So,
and that's the thing, though. But see, like you said, that spin on it.
They need to
because
treat this shit like the
they
NBA.
Trying to protect. But look who they trying to protect, though. This is what we also got to look at. On that podcast last night, they said, "Why is everybody going after Will and not going after Chris?" We know Chris Rock's a comedian. He told a joke. That's the basis of it. If you go to a court of law, the man told a joke. You cannot strike him or physically beat on him or hit him because he told a joke. We know this in a court of law.
Yeah.
That shit don't fly in the
nobody
court.
Nobody needs to go after Chris. Nobody
yeah,
needs to go after
that's
Chris.
What I'm saying.
Tell me this. If that was fucking Dave Chappelle, that
Come
joke
on.
Would have been expected.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
If that was Steve Harvey, if that was Cedric the Entertainer, the great Bernie Mac.
If that was Steve, people would be mad because Steve doesn't change.
Yeah, Steve, he didn't change
actually,
a little bit. You know,
Steve got canceled. Yeah, Steve got canceled, so we can't count him. But that was Cedric the Entertainer.
And exactly
that
what
was
Ryan was saying,
guys.
Though, that's, you can't go after him because even Chris Rock was in a situation where somebody, you know, was saying, so trying to say some stuff about Will Smith, and he shut it down. That shows that, I mean, you know what I mean? He didn't hype it up or go into it. Like I said, his brother came on stage on one of his performances and was like, shit, I'm going to let you know this now. Anybody walk your ass up. If you feel offended by anything I say on stage, you walk your ass up here on stage, you ain't certified for these hands. I do know his brother did go out on live performance and say that. His brother ain't feeling the apology or none of that. See, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
here's another thing y'all got to look at too, Famo. Now, there's a difference between a live performance at one of your shows and the Emmys. So if Chris Rock was just at one of his regular tour shows and somebody walked up on him, he wouldn't have let them slap him.
No.
But he's at an award show just recording live. Instead, you first off, you're not expecting to get slapped at the fucking Emmys. You see what I'm saying? Because that's just like with DC Young Fly.
Somebody ran up on that guy. Nobody said that, though. Nobody said the fact that Will Smith really sucker punched him. Because Chris Rock, like YL said, Chris Rock wasn't thinking that Will Smith was coming up there on stage to smack him or no shit like that. You feel me? And they friends, whatever, not friends, whatever. I don't give a damn. But that was kind of like one of the moves, like, nigga, I'm going to sucker punch you real fast, or I'm going to sucker slap you. You did now.
But
do you notice this though? Will show do slap. This is like the second or third time he just slapped the shit out of somebody, right?
Yeah. I remember that time he slapped the nigga for trying to kiss him.
Yeah, the reporter.
Trying to give him kiss slap shit out of him too.
But
you can't call him a sucker punch. He a known slapper, and he walking up with bad body language after you done made a joke about his wife. He not coming up there to give you a hug.
Where is security? Where the fuck was security at?
Remember head of state. When Robin Givens put up on him and he wants security. Right.
What'd you say?
Remember the movie?
I can't hear you. What'd you say? Why?
Remember the movie? He says Chris Rock and Will Smith.
You wouldn't think you need security because it's Chris Rock and Will Smith.
So the Oscars, that's a downfall. That's a downfall on the Oscars part, right?
Right. And John Leguizamo said it perfectly best.
Go ahead.
The Oscars, tainted. It's tainted. It's tarnished.
Check this out, though. You know what I mean? I understand what we look at it as is, man, we know these are all actors and da da da. You know, we don't expect them to do anything. But when you're putting an event together, especially something like the Oscars, man, you know what I mean? You got to have some kind of security, because people are still people. You still got a lot of people in here, and you still got an image of your own as the Oscars to promote. This is the thing. A lot of high influential people and powerful people totally disagree with what Will Smith did and how the Oscars handled that. When I say some very big influential people, man, I mean some very big influential people that are part of the Academy and shit like this, man, they are totally disgusted by everything that happened. And see, to us, we don't know them like that, so it don't matter to us. But for them, their voices, what they think and how they feel, that's what matters to the Academy. And the Academy's going to ride with them. The Academy's going to ride with them. This ain't just a white thing. This ain't just a black thing. This ain't just Mexican thing or Spanish thing. This right here involving everybody in its worldwide. And a lot of people, you feel me, like me, because like I said, I understand the passion of what he did. I understand that. But in his world, that's a very big no-no, man, because you sign contracts and certain things like that. But you got people that's on your level and higher than you that you embarrassed. And what do we know about Hollywood? You do not
embarrass
you do not embarrass them. And they got embarrassed. Mm-hmm. The Oscars got exposed. The Oscars got exposed because of the lack of security. All of this type of shit, they got exposed. Shit, it's some people, man, in some big places that's pissed off about that.
Yeah, you
know,
they are.
You know, cause it kind of makes it like the Source Awards.
It did
yeah,
make it look like the Source Awards.
And that's not what they want. And that's not
that's
all
that's why
they
you don't
want
see the, that's why
all.
The Source Awards ain't been on television since 1999. They ain't been on TV since. But I just want to say this. I just want to say this, Thanos. Now, he didn't have to slap him right out of the stairs. You know, he didn't have to slap him right out of the stairs. And the reason why the people of the Oscars are pissed is because it got between them and their money. And that is a problem. I had to pull a YL reference. They got in between that money.
That's real. Well,
and that is a problem.
I think they actually, man, when that happened, I think they said that that was the Oscars. That Oscars has been replayed and viewed the most ever, I believe. But I think the embarrassment part of it, you feel me, because drama sells, we know that. But I think it was, on my end, I just think, man, it was an embarrassment. And you just don't embarrass certain people at that level, man, because they're going to make you pay some kind of way. That's just, and I don't know this personally. That's what I know from being alive and watching Hollywood, seeing so many of our stars do things, mess up, and get punished in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened. It happened to Wesley Snipes.
It happened to Kanye West.
But it happened to a lot of people. I just think what he did embarrassed the powers that be, and it's so much pressure from the other side of the wall, not our side of the wall, but the other side of the wall, where they feel like if you spit on the sidewalk, that's wrong. That's just crazy. I don't like that shit either. But they feel like you just a disgusting ass person. If you cuss, they feel, you know what I mean? That's, we got to remember, it's another side of the wall it is. And they have the influence. They got the power. So right now you got power versus power. But that power that's feeling that way on that side, that power on that side of the wall gonna win. And they gonna win every time. Because when you embarrass, they can make that money. They can take a loss. They can get that back several ways. But when you embarrass them and you expose the lack of security, what does that do worldwide? That lets certain motherfuckers know, oh shit, it's ways we can penetrate this. But the embarrassment part, they don't want that shit to look like Freaknik. They don't want that shit to look like the Source Awards. They don't want it to look like the BET Awards. It's the fucking Oscars. Do you know how hard it was for black people to get into the Oscars? Will Smith is only one of a few people that got what he got as a black man. So if we, because I heard people touching on that, if you want to touch on it like that, then motherfucker, the people who came before you that wasn't even allowed in the Oscars, you shouldn't have reacted like that, because you got to remember and you got to know a time where black people wasn't even allowed in the damn Oscars. You got to know that what you're doing is so significant. What you're doing is so significant, you got to handle yourself like Chris Rock would have. So instead of slapping, maybe Will Smith might want to study Chris Rock.
Right.
Well,
In a moment like that, Chris Rock handled his pressure. He handled his cool. I mean, what other better teacher can you have than a person who got the shit slapped out of him in front of the whole world and maintained his cool? His money ain't hurting. Maybe Will Smith need to holler at Chris Rock on some mentorship.
You know why Chris did that? It's because Chris knew after the Oscars he was going on tour. He wasn't going to let nothing mess up his money.
Yep.
But Will didn't think about that. You know, Will got a couple, couple movies coming up. You know, he's getting ready to do I Am Legend 2 with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
Be far. I don't know.
Fine,
we just got to see.
We
still
don't know.
Watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Like I said, I've always been a Will fan, but I tell you this. At the age that he is, I know people can change. I know people can get stronger or whatever. But as a lifelong Will Smith fan, or for however long back when he was even with DJ Jazzy Jeff and all of that shit, from all of that time to now, I do not look at Will Smith as the strong man that he claims to be. I look at him like I've always, I ain't going to lie, I did, you know, I ain't going to say never looked up to him, because I ain't never looked to a star, but hell yeah, he was up there. He up there. That man came from what he came from. But I don't look at him as all that shit he be saying, or he this and this and that. You know, people be saying this and this about him. Nah, man. He showed everybody he just like you and me. He just like you and me, man. He gets stressed out too. He overreact too. He do some shit he ain't supposed to too. Just because he got money and just because they Hollywood royalty don't mean a motherfucking thing to me. That man's still a man just like we is, and he's still gonna act and react just like we is, and can't no amount of money, no amount of fame change that shit unless you a clone. So all that clone shit, Will Smith ain't no clone. But what I'm saying is, just because the man got money, and he got royalty, here you see the district attorney came out and said what he said, they ain't looking at that shit. They don't care about that shit. What they care about is, nigga, you embarrassed us. Nigga, you did a violent, you committed assault on live fucking TV in this time frame that we're living in. That's a no-no. They don't give a fuck about that money.
Thing that's going to get them in trouble. The fact that that shit was live,
And what his son said, and because of what his son said too, that's what we do. So now people on the other side, they have, you know how they gonna do. They just start pulling that information in on the conversation, like, so you know, this is the Will Smith family. The son tweeted, that's how we do. Boom, boom, boom. You see what I'm saying? So now that family and everything he said in his speech. Everything he said in his speech, man, from the people who got power, who got the influence on the other side, they ain't feeling none of that shit now. No. Like they saying, the man is going through a crisis in his life. A lot of them saying he needs, that's a cry out for some help. A lot of people saying that, you know, stars and stuff, they go through these type of things and the amount of pressure and all of this type of stuff. Like I said, man, I've been, you know, we've been called people hypocrites.
Yep.
And we know an apple from an orange. Ain't no way you can slap the shit out of somebody for telling a joke about your wife where you didn't call her a hoe, you didn't say she out here fucking on everybody, he didn't make an August Alsina joke, but you can't tell me a man that said what he said in his speech is about that shit if just before you slapped the shit out of a man for telling a joke about your woman. Why? Because it's a million other men in the world who would have not acted the same way. And I think that's kind of where we get it mixed up. Like, well, you know, it's split. If you feel like he did the right thing, cool. I ain't against you. If you feel like he didn't do the right thing, cool. I'm with you. You feel me? I ain't against the people who feel like he did the right thing. I just ain't with him. I'm with the people who feel like he did a bad thing. And a lot of that's got to do with because I know the way America works. I have a good idea, I should say. I don't know exactly, but I got a good idea. And legally, man. Legally, we forget private investigators. They got private investigators, man, that they'll pay money to, that'll sit up and take pictures of you. So if you're doing anything fucked up in your life as a star like that, and then private investigators get your ass on video, nigga, it's a wrap. You just have to pay that money up. And what happens when these big stars, all this other shit starts coming out, right? We don't know if there's some women out there who've been afraid to say something about Will Smith. I'm just saying, man, this type of shit opens up the door. It opens up Pandora box. And when you on that level and you didn't see this shit, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your family. And instead of him standing up for his wife, in my eyes, you open up your wife and your family to hella scrutiny. You open up the door even more for them to come after you. And what that's going to do is, seeing you dealing with all of that, is going to put pressure on your wife, because your wife now knows, if she, Jada real smart, smarter than me, but your wife now has to see you sit up and take this shit, sit up and take them trying to come at you. That shit is stressful on a marriage. That shit is stressful on a couple. Because, yeah, she feel, and I heard a woman say this, yeah, you happy that your husband stood up for you. But now look what you got to see your same husband go through because of that action. You want your husband to be happy all the time and his career to succeed. You don't want your husband to have to resign from the Oscars as who he is.
Mm-hmm.
See, he slapped Chris Rock. But then you came out and you had to resign. You resigned from the Oscars. So, like I was saying the other night on the show, who really won? It wasn't Will Smith and nobody on that side. The comedians won. Chris Rock sold out. Will Smith's going to go on to do great things. I don't think they're going to be able to shut him all the way out, but they're going to teach him a lesson. And they had to. And that's the reason why he came out and said that about the resignation, because they hollered at him and said, hey, we got multiple ways we can handle this shit. Come on, y'all know how this shit works. You got option A, B, or C. Which one you want to take? Just like Daddy Bush had. And you see which option Daddy Bush took. Okay, so Will Smith had those same damn options. He chose the option. Yeah. He chose the best option for himself and his family and his wife. I respect him on that. Like I said, I'm not against him. But now that I see where he at, where he really at, he know he fucked up. The right person reached out and told him, hey, man, you pissed off Daddy C. So you know we got to do something. You're a good guy. We love you. We still respect you. We're still da-da-da-da-da, buddy. But we gotta handle this situation. How do you want to do this? This is what we can do. And he chose what he had to do. And that right there, like YL said, him doing that, making that choice, probably is going to lead to that movie doing what it probably supposed to do or would have done and certain things like. Had he made a different decision, that shit probably wouldn't even be getting ready to go through. But, hey, man. Anyway, but I think that situation right there showed a lot of people where we at when it comes to superstars and megastars, and that was the main topic of the show, man, where we at as people in today's time, and it's with megastars and superstars. I've seen people with my own eyes switch up in a matter of months when this happened, from what they've been on in months to when this happened with Will Smith and Jada and Chris Rock, and go for something that they just stood up against months ago that was wrong. You know what I mean? I've seen people do this. I've seen people say this. And I've seen people ride with Will Smith that was never talking about Will Smith none this time at all, right? And we know this is a trendy topic. That happens. Something happens. We talk about it. We know this. But how can you say you search for somebody if your ass ain't ever really talk about this person, you ain't posting this, you ain't doing shit, you ain't tuning in this person, you don't know what's really going on in this person's life, you know what I mean? Like, you would allow them to destroy themselves, and you would find they cool. Ain't that why we teach our kids not to go out to the streets? Because you're going to end up being around a lot of people that's going to allow you to go destroy yourself, and you don't think you're doing the right thing, but actually you destroying yourself. See, that's what I seen. That's what I was like, damn, man. I know a lot of kids, man, that look up to Will Smith, you feel me? And no matter what, he is a role model. And once you are a role model, you're going to fuck up. But that situation was man, the weakest man in the room could have handled that situation totally different. And that's why I said, man, the man going through something, I hope his friends around him who got power, who got money, his wife, I hope they really fucking get the man some real help that he really need, not that Hollywood shit, but get the man some real help that he really need so that he don't do anything else to destroy his legacy that he has built over almost his entire life. Now, this is where the wife come in at. Your husband stood up and protected you. You done been on shows dragging this man since your ass ass was able to get on podcasts and shit like that. You've been dragging him, talking about, well, I had to live up to what Will wanted, and I had to do this, I had to do this. You've been dragging your fucking husband for how many fucking years now? You've been sleeping around on your husband for how many fucking years now? In today's time, people are more worried about him protecting her than what that man then had to fucking go through, and that's my whole point. I said that shit was weak because he let Jada win again. You're stronger than that, my black man. You a fucking king. Don't let that woman keep putting you through that shit. Don't let that woman keep fucking embarrassing you. You stand up as a king. Don't let her beat you. Yeah, that's your fucking wife, but you stand up and you take the position in your home that you're supposed to be, and you're supposed to be the fucking leader of your fucking family. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail, and that's what you was called to by the great, the Most High. That's what God called you to be, so that's what you do. And when you know as a man you ain't supposed to do certain shit because that's going to cause harm to your fucking family, that's what you don't do. That's the real shit of it. All of that bullshit is bullshit. You don't put your family in a situation that's going to cause harm to them or going to cause them to be harmed. That situation right there is going to cause a lot of scrutiny to his son because of what his son said. It's already happened. So by your actions, it's other people that's going to have to suffer for your actions, going to have to take blows for your actions. As a man and as the head of his family and the head of his household and where he is in life and where she is in life, that's a very bad move. And now he got to pay for it. And I feel like everything's even because now he came out resigned. He know he fucked up. He said everything he said. It might not have been genuine, but he did what he had to do. But as the man, we can't keep saying, oh, he's standing up for Jada. Hell, when is Jada gonna publicly start standing up for fucking Will like that? I ain't seen Jada walk up and smack no goddamn body behind Will Smith. I ain't seen Jada tackle no goddamn body, but let that have been Tupac. Let that have been Tupac. Jada would have been on your ass. Oh, now we talking about some real shit. Why? Because America always comforts the woman, and that's cool. I love women to death. You did, but us men go through shit too, and sometimes us men need that motherfucking confidence, and I ain't seen Jada publicly do shit on Will's behalf. I done watched all the goddamn shows. I done watched everything she done said about Will and all of that fake shit. I done seen all that shit. When is we going to see her as a woman in her relationship and her marriage stand up and ride for her man instead of dragging him every chance she get? Come on, you so much this, you so much that, then you should have stopped your man. You would have grabbed his arm right there as soon as he stood up. You'd have grabbed his arm. Well, nigga, what you doing? Nigga, this the Oscars. Oh, but we can't talk about the real shit. Why she didn't grab her nigga? Why she didn't stand up and go grab him and walk him back to the seat? You think Michelle Obama would allow Obama to walk up and smack a nigga? Hell no.
Nope. Many times he wanted to. Many times he wanted to.
That's
smack
why
him
I said. Come on, man. Everybody talking about, oh, well, he stood up for Jada. Oh, Jada's got a disease. And that's cool. I'm not knocking the disease. I'm not knocking standing up for his wife. Okay, I see that. So why she didn't stop? Hold on. Why she didn't stop her husband from doing something that even she knew was a wrong motherfucking thing to do? Why? Because it's got to be about Jada, right? It's got to be about Jada and her feelings, right? It got to be about what didn't happen to Jada all her life. Hell, do you know the story of Will Smith? Do you know what Will Smith done went through all his motherfucking life? He's been married to a woman who has loved other men more than she done loved her own husband damn near their entire marriage. Come on, man, Will Smith, he had to battle this. He had to battle all of this shit. So I understand what he did. This is why I said where we at as people in today's time. We still in that mode to where we going to think that the man don't hurt. Oh, since he's a man, it's okay. Oh, since he's a man, he can take it. Yeah, until we do some shit like that, and then you're going to bury us. And then when we finally do some shit like that, then we the bad guy. Then we the big bad wolf. See, I flipped it on their ass. I sucker them in. Oh, now we the big bad guy, right? We the big bad guy for trying to be the big bad good guy. So we standing up for our wives. We get crucified. We get stripped. We might have to go to jail. We might get charged. What about her ass?
Mm-hmm.
If Will Smith got to go to jail, Will Smith going to jail by his goddamn self. What her ass gonna do? Come down and visit him, and she gonna be able to leave and go back to the mansion. Oh, but America don't want to talk about that. America wants y'all to look at it as Will Smith was standing up for his wife. Her ass didn't get up. I want my wife to get up and grab me. Player, what is you doing? Man, you know I got this new drug getting ready to come out with Pfizer?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to push this if they know I got a husband who can do this and do that? Well, I got this drug. I got this drug that I'm getting ready to push with Pfizer for women with alopecia. What the fuck is you doing walking up on stage smacking people, player? No, honey. Come on, matter of fact, let's go. We out of here. We're going to go backstage. Let me go talk to you. Let me go talk to you.
You go mail the award. Mail the award. But here's the thing that that people are missing on this, Famo. The joke was
to I had to go into my top on the radio, Pastor Mr. Mode, real quick, man.
I'm good.
God bless
you.
I'm back. But here's the thing. This nigga, Mr. ain't got no sense.
Hey, I'm used to it.
Let him preach. But here's the thing. If she was so offended by the joke of what he said, why didn't she go up there and slap him? Because Will was laughing. Will was laughing. She was the one that was offended.
Oh, walk with your man. Oh, well, with your man, you know how many hood chicks it, you know, and I ain't even gonna say hood chicks. You know how many chicks it is right now out here that if they husband start busting, they gonna pull the gun and start busting right next to him. I'm just saying, if he go, they gonna go. I'm just saying.
If she would have got up and went up there with him, we would be having a whole different conversation. That's the
Will gotta go through it,
man.
Will gotta go through it myself. Will gotta go through it. Jada ain't getting nothing stripped away from her.
Nope.
I'll tell you like this, and this one I'm gonna get personal with. If me and my wife is in some type of situation, we both can't go. It got to be one or the other. Now, who's gonna be who? That just depends on the situation. But both of us can't go down at the same time. Somebody got to be up to make sure we up when I get back. Or, with, you know, if she goes, make sure I got to make sure she up when she back.
Right.
Both of them can't go. Even though both of them could go and everybody still be good if they had 99 years because they so fucking rich.
That's that boy. They're keeping it 100K. If you got to the Oscars, I don't think Queen will let you get up at the Oscars and go smack the shit out of Chris Rock, man. I know Queen. I know you know. I know Queen. I don't know like you. But I know Queen enough. But I don't know, man. You know, you done put in a lot of hard work. You done put in a lot of things. You know, it's a lot of things at stake.
I'm gonna explain to you what happened. If I was at the Oscars and I brought my wife. And Chris Rock
backstage.
I would be the one holding my wife back.
Yeah.
I'd be the one making sure she don't get a chance to get up there and slap the shit out of Chris Rock. Because, like you mentioned earlier, I'm non-confrontational. You got to do more than tell a joke for me to want to whip your ass.
Because YL don't partake.
That's right.
But I tell you this much, I do have my limits.
Yeah.
I can become that motherfucker that's confrontational. But that ain't who I am. But my wife is very confrontational. She done changed a little bit. She'll change a little bit, you know, since she went through what she went through. But, nah, she the one that I'll be, baby, you going to go to jail trying to hold her back. So, I don't know how we'll feel because, especially if I already laughed at it, I can't slap you if I already laughed at the joke.
True.
I don't give a fuck how mad Queen is. Queen give me the evil eye. That just mean I ain't getting none in a while. But I already laughed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you laughed, looked at your wife like, ah, shit. Let me go smack this nigga.
Yeah. I just fucked up.
But you know why?
How you fucked up twice? That's a double negative, nigga. That's
right.
Not correct.
Yeah.
Right.
But again,
and
I gotta say,
you know,
man, because people in my inbox, y'all heard, I'm not against Will Smith. I'm a big Will Smith fan, man. Like I said, I've been a big Will Smith fan just as long as probably anybody my age, you know, that's a Will Smith fan, man. I ain't bigger or lesser, you know what I mean? Just a Will Smith fan. So I ain't against him. You feel me? Shit, that's why I said I like Gemini, man. Even though I can't say this. A lot of people have been taking jabs at his movies and stuff, but I like Gemini Man because I'm a Gemini, first of all. That's probably the reason why, but it could have been a lot better. But, hey, man, I'm not against him. All I'm saying is, for where he's at and for Dave's time, for what Chris Rock did, to me, that I agree with what Chris Rock did. That's a better showing to the next generation, hell, even our generation, and the next generations to come, how he handled himself, how he conducted his business. Because oftentimes, man, I'm going to put somebody on mute for just a second. Oftentimes, man, we have acted out in the same manner, and it has taken us away from our families, it has taken us away from our freedom, has taken away from our jobs, all of this type of stuff, man. And then a lot of other problems come, right? So I feel like what Will Smith did, man, that was not a good showing. That was not a good move. I feel like, you know what I mean? I understand real life, but even his wife, you know what I mean? I feel like she should have grabbed her man, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of things at stake. And when you playing big golf, big ball, and big business, man, you got to abide by certain rules. And that's just the gist of it. When you in the game, you got to play by the game rules. And when you don't play by the game rules, you get penalized. And like I said,
is
I'm not against him. It's just what it
people
is.
Gotta understand, Samo. People got to understand, like, when you're a fan of somebody, you don't stop being a fan because they make one mistake. I've been a fan of
right.
Will Smith since he was the Fresh Prince. So it took him this long to fuck up.
Right.
He's forgiving people
right.
for worse.
For worse, man.
You know
I think people said they ain't ever watching his movies no more. And they ain't ever doing this.
Ain't
they ain't ever doing that. Nah, man.
He made one mistake.
Serious.
He made one mistake. And it is what it is. We move on from it. Hopefully he learned from it. You know what I mean?
Maybe
it's
Will
like,
Smith, man. Maybe Will Smith used to be a pimp. Maybe Will Smith used to be a pimp, man, and we don't know this shit. I'm going to bring Petty Murphy back on, man. But have y'all ever thought about that? Look, bro always slapping the shit out of somebody, man. He always slapping the shit out of somebody. And he's slapping like he's like he's
the utmost disrespect you can give a man.
Yeah.
The slap is the most disrespect you can give a man. That's worse than punishment.
Right.
I challenge you to a duel.
Right. Slap his ass.
Yeah.
I bet you if you slap his ass, he going to be so fucking confused because his pride and ego just took a hit.
And when you see Chris Rock, the videos of Chris Rock after that, when you see the videos of Chris Rock after that, that's exactly how he looked.
Slap the shit out of me.
He looked exactly
like
what YL just said.
When you get
it's like it shocks the shit out of you.
It's self-defense come in. You getting punched, you survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
You get slapped. That ain't bad enough. It don't hurt enough for you to fear for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
I'm glad we talked about this leading up to what we're getting ready to do with June. Artists, like YL said, all it takes is one damn video to get the people's attention. You see what the hell we've talked about? It's been a damn week. It ain't been a damn week and we're still talking about this shit. We got the final four. We got the final four tonight. We got WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about this shit. Talking about that shit. We talking about slapping.
We just had CanaCon in Oklahoma. the Cannabis Con, mm-hmm. man. We just had CannaCon in Oklahoma, man. Shout out OG Redneck, man. I had OG Redneck invited me to go to be a part of the press, man, but, you know, I had things I had to do, you feel me? So, but, man, he went. You dig? And, man, he got, you know, got to meet
Best
Red
man,
man and some more shit, man. Yeah, man. So, big shout out to OG Redneck. But you don't hear nobody around here talking about that. And I ain't saying that's a knock to none of that. That ain't what I'm saying. This is what people are talking about. And it was just crazy. This is crazy because when I did jump on YouTube, it was two people that I was going to go check out. I ended up checking out the one I told you that was on the other stuff. And the first one, though, was talking about a guy that possibly had something to do with Young Dolph murder, paying a woman for sex while he was on the run. The show, and I'm not knocking it. Just put me. I've been pulled away from a lot of this stuff because it messes with your energy. So you know, last night when I texted, I'm like, okay. And yeah, man, the show title was the guy, man, who possibly got something to do with the murder of Dolph, paying to have sex with this woman while he was on the run. So, but people, hey, but this is one thing I can say, though. This is one thing I can say. That's what a lot of thousands and thousands of people want to talk about.
First of all, is the nigga locked up now?
I believe
so.
He's
still on the run?
No, he ain't on the run no more.
He got caught.
Yeah, he ain't on the run no more.
Why would we give a fuck that he paid for some pussy?
You see what I'm saying?
Like,
and the crazy thing is,
you
can
be a part of the plot for Dolph.
That shit right there, dude, 20,000. At least 10,000 and better. 10,000, 20,000 and better, man, views. Just because of that. And that's why I said, man, this is where the fuck we at. This is where we mm-hmm. at, man. A person who got something to do, something to do with the Dolph of that man, was on the run while the police and marshals and everybody was looking for him. He decided to take his money and pay to get him a little shot. All right. He's been caught. I guess he's locked up, whatever. What the fuck?
Now,
who cares?
Did the lady tell him?
I don't care. Yeah, she came out and told herself.
No, I'm saying. Because if he
the lady came,
run,
no, the lady, true, hey, that could be, you brought up an interesting fact.
Was on the run, paid for some pussy, and she turned him in. Now, that's entertaining.
Now, that's entertaining. Yeah.
You got caught trying
that
to buy
part,
the pussy.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't get caught while he bought it. She came out. I guess she's like I said, I don't really get into it because of what it is involving, but she's got a name. You know what I mean? She's got a popular name. She ain't no slouch. She got a popular name. You know what I mean? She getting her bread. She doing her thing. But my thing is, that's what, when I do my research. No. When I do my research, you feel me? And I see these things, I'm like, damn, so really, and this is what I was thinking, really, if we would get off the real shit and get on the bullshit, on the blow up, yeah, we'd already be famous by now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
everything we talked about, if we would have did it, yeah, if everything we didn't talk about, if we would have came at it like we going to be on blow up, we going to feed the game blow up all the way to the top, we'd have been famous now. Everything we didn't spoke on, we'd have been fucking famous.
And that's because, I said this before, people believe a lie is a gospel and the truth is blasphemy. They love the drama. They love the drama, and that's bullshit. You know, We just went through, soldier, we just went through this bullshit-ass publicity stunt bullshit that just happened last month. Somebody trying to make a name off of Eddie Murphy.
And I ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. I know that type of shit boosts numbers and draws attention and stuff. And I'm gonna be honest with you, shit. Sometimes I don't be caring about certain shit. But, you know, I'm a quick thinker. And I'm quick on my feet. So I'll speak on some shit or say some shit. And I know motherfuckers gonna get their feathers ruffled. But you know what? That's who I am. But that shit don't hurt. It only removes the people who, you know, that want to be removed or need to be removed, whatever you look at it. It doesn't hurt the people that, you know, tune into you because you're entertaining to them. You know what I mean? It never hurts that. So, even though Will Smith, like I said, you know Will Smith did what he did? Man, if you're a fan of Will Smith, you know what I'm talking about? That ain't going to stop you from watching this movie. If you one of them people who's shifty, then yeah, what he did, you're going to not watch the movie. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna fuck with Will Smith no more when it comes to that type shit. But hey, all I can say is they got enough money, all of them, to work that shit out. I don't got that money to work that shit out. That they gonna whatever gonna come their way. They got it. They got the power. They got the influence. So I'm pretty sure, man. All of them: Will Smith, Jada, Chris Rock, everybody, Oscars, everybody gonna be old fucking K. Now us.
Okay.
It would have been a whole different. It'd have been a whole different story with us. You know what I mean? With us,
now one of us three men.
Listen, one of us three men. Well, no, from the statistics, two of us. It would be two of us reacted the same way. Two of us, out of us three on the phone, two of us would be going to jail. One of us would not, but two of us would be going to jail. If you want to just go by the statistics, because you know who we are and our ethnicity. Two of us would have been going to jail. And that really puts in perspective of what really happened. You know what I mean? Us right here on the phone, I did the same thing. I might have been one of the ones, I'm pretty sure I probably would have been, I'd have been one of the ones they'd have took to jail or I'd have been arrested. No matter how powerful I am or none of that shit, that if I was on the same level, I'd have been one of them people. You feel me? He didn't because he was that one. You know? He was that one. And it's been people who said, we have to show that nobody is above the law. That's what district attorneys and stuff is saying. And I feel like in America, on that side of the wall, they're going to win. They're going to always win. You know what I mean? So I just hope, man, you know, it don't come no legal shit. Because if it do come to some legal shit, oh, people think they've seen everything about this slap. Wait till they see everything about the legal shit.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty much what it boils down to. But
all I can say. I hope it don't, because I don't want to see Will Smith in no cuffs in real life. Hey, Bill Cosby. We didn't see R. Kelly. Now we got to see Will Smith. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Too much.
And we gonna claim Jussie Smollett.
Give us a break.
He don't get no pass.
I'm going to say it for the people, for all of us, give us a pass, man. Let if Chris Rock don't want to press no charges, then let that shit
let
be what
go.
It is. You know what I mean? If Will Smith decided to resign, cool. That's what it is. Let that shit go, man. Don't
the man
call
had
no legal charges against the man. Yeah, man, you know, I feel like what he did, I know he assaulted somebody, but for what he did, that is a big honor to have to give up, man. You feel me? And to me, that means something.
Fuck it. Like, fuck it.
Now,
know,
I'm not Chris Rock's wife.
YL,
but YL made a good point. We haven't heard from Chris Rock's wife. We don't know if Chris Rock's wife was wanting to beat the shit out of Will Smith. You see what I'm saying? I want to know Chris Rock. Because YL brought a reality to it, too. I could understand where some, you know, because everybody don't act the same, but it's a lot of people that do. And what YL was saying is very true. There's some women out there that would have, you know, the husband probably would have had to restrain her from doing certain things. So, what did Chris Rock's wife feel when she seen her husband getting the shit slapped out of him on national TV, man? I know she had to be infuriated. So what did she come out? What did she come for? Listen, for the women that was riding with Jada and seeing her man stood up for Jada and stuff. So what if Chris Rock's wife come out and started talking against what Will Smith did, and her being the wife of Chris Rock, what we can say, how they looking at it, the victim, right, the person that got the shit smacked out of him, what if she started coming out speaking from that side of a woman, from that side of a marriage, from that side of a wife? Then are we going to see people switch?
This isn't over with. I mean, we were wanting for the over with, but we're going to hear from her real soon.
She probably told Chris Rock, man, hey, you did the right thing. You know what I mean? She probably said that. She probably wasn't on there like, man, we need to kick his ass. And then again,
she did it behind closed doors.
Whole
situation with my point,
we don't know.
Is that Will should have basically did this, and I've been saying this the last few days. He should have laughed at the joke, not went up on stage, let Chris Rock present the Academy Award to Questlove for the Summer of Soul documentary that he won, which is a damn good documentary on Hulu. That's a big honor. And then talk to Chris Rock backstage. That's how you handle business.
YL said it perfectly, too. We don't know about the times people even got pressed away from the cameras. You know, that's basically what YL was saying.
Mm-hmm.
This situation happened in front of the whole world. We don't know if a similar situation like this happened, but it just happened, you know, where the this is the first time a lot of people have seen this shit on a, you know, like national TV, just, you know, live TV.
On a bigger platform.
So why about that point up too before?
Y'all remember Death Comedy Jam, when Martin Lawrence was hosting it? I just actually read this article.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1991, rapper producer Todd One was with MC Light, and Todd One was in the audience, and Martin Lawrence referenced a tattoo from Todd One, had a tattoo of MC Light on his name, on his chest, and Martin Lawrence said, and I used to fuck her, and everybody laughed. So this has happened before, where comedians have talked about men and the women that are with, but the difference between Will and Todd One laughed it off. He laughed at it. Nothing happened. So this shit kind of happens all the goddamn time. This is why the granny kind of know. This is why the granny can want to know. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you say that, and I'm going to say something.
This is why the Grammys did what they did with Kanye by banning him from performing. Now they're trying to backtrack and go and let him perform tomorrow night. But they didn't want Kanye's antics going on Pete Davidson and then talking about Trevor Noah. So, you know, basically, so let's say Trevor Noah seeing Kanye in the fucking audience and referenced Kim and Pete Davidson. Kanye's fucking crazy. We see what the fuck he did to Taylor Swift. What do you think he's going to do to Trevor Noah? That's why the Grammys prevented that shit. Well, try to. They're thinking about letting him perform. There are ways of doing things in order, people, and it's just not have to do with Hollywood. This has to do with people. Like I said, I've been teased about my middle age since I was 12. I haven't slapped nobody yet because I have more than you.
I seen a predominant, well-known, you know what I mean? She was a white lady. She's a anchor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When she came out and spoke, she said the Oscars are not the hood. It's not like some street bar. See,
no.
We got to remember that we really in a position to where that's going to always be the card that's going to get played.
The Oscars are not the hood,
and the Oscars are not some street bar. That's what the woman said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the other side. And the other side of this, that's why I said on the other side of this, man, when you do things mm-hmm. like that, that stereotype that we all have been living under and will continue to live under for the rest of our life, didn't do nothing but make it that much more harder for the next person when it's time, because now they're going to say, okay, who else, who's going to be next? Who's going to blow up? Now they're going to do this measure. Now they're going to incorporate this measure. Now they're going to do this. Now you ain't going to be able to do. You set the damn light. You turn the light switch on to possibly make other people have to go through some hurdles that they wouldn't otherwise have to go through, but because of your actions. And that's another thing we got to look at, too. The
mm-hmm.
Oscars are not the hood. She said the Oscars are not the hood. It is not the street, the local street bar. That right there to me was more powerful. Yeah, that right there to me was more powerful than, I don't even know what the rest of the shit she said. I'm going to keep it 100K with y'all. I don't know what the hell else she said. Because when she said that part, my mind started thinking on that shit. I totally blocked out everything else. She wasn't that entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But those words right there to me was powerful, man, because in that context, that has been used against us forever. And they can still push that button and use it when we do things like that. I'm from the streets too, so, man, I understand this, you know, shit. Now, I don't want to beat you down, but I probably wouldn't do it in front of everybody. I ain't stupid. But that stereotype, this is not the hood. This ain't some local street bar. It's not like, oh, what if they was white to do this? I ain't getting into that aspect. I'm getting into the aspect of just what it is. That's what she said. You got to know it's a whole lot of people, man.
You
got to
know
it's a whole lot of people. There it is.
What
was
Tupac's
song?
All Eyes on Me?
Wanda said, shout out to comedian Wanda Sykes, man. I rock with Wanda. I like Wanda, man. Wanda's funny. She
did. I love Wanda Sykes.
Okay. She came out and she spoke about that situation. And she said, you know, it kind of terrified her. You know what I mean? Said she's still kind of like, you know what I mean, kind of going through it. She didn't agree
sure.
with the stuff that she was saying. You know what I mean? That's the other side of it. It's predominantly people in that game, in that lane, that didn't agree with that shit. You feel me? So
Amy Schumer, Regina Hall,
that's where it's going to lie.
John Leguizamo.
Because
even race
you
is really
about
different.
The significance. You got to think about the significance, and that's what I was just trying to get people to understand that. Yeah, we think that way,
mm-hmm.
but in the game that they play, this is fucking Hollywood, man. This ain't the streets. That's Hollywood. Man,
these
that's
are people
sharks
that
in Hollywood.
It was there. These are people
man,
that are
you make
them
man.
There.
You man.
Made one fucking mistake, man. Shit, that could be the end of your career. And that's just not going to Hollywood. They go to
for Will,
the music game.
He's just going to have to pay some money.
And sports. He's going
to
pay
some. Will's going to have to pay some money. Yeah, he's just going to have to pay some money. He resigned. He's going to have to give up a little bit of money. He might lose
which
this or that,
shit.
Man. But, yeah, but
which
man, he's going
to Will,
he gonna
but to us,
back.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And, that, and that's
us,
a lot. And,
like
you know,
ending.
And yeah, you know, Soldier. With them,
hey,
they got
why
money.
Is that?
With us,
well, hold on. Why is it? Why is it that because you become famous as an actor,
mm-hmm.
you can assault somebody like that, and all you got to do is come out, apologize, resign, and that type of shit. But if me and you do that out here on the streets and it get captured, and we ain't even from the hood, no gangbanger, nothing like that, we're going to get charged with assault. Why is it that just because you a superstar, just because you a megastar, your ass don't get treated certain ways as regular people get treated? What makes you having more money and more fame, what makes that mean more than the next human being?
Money
that's
talks.
Where we at. Right,
money
but that's
talks.
Where we at. That's where we at. So that means my child, I got boys. Look, check it out. Mm-hmm. This is what people did. A lot of people that were saying what they were saying. If your daughter or your son do the same damn thing right now at school,
they going to jail.
It's
going to
be there's going to be some kind of consequences, right? And if they go and say, well, hey, man, they made a joke about me, so I punched them in the mouth or I slapped the shit out of them. That's not going to fly out here in the real world, especially not – it's not going to fly out here, especially with our people, right? But the thing about it is us as grown people, if you walk up to your coworker and he tell a joke about you, your wife, your kids, whatever, and you punch him in the mouth, you're going to get some kind of punishment, man, because that's how the real world fucking works. That Hollywood shit is not all what it is, man. And for me, it's entertaining. But the reason why I've never been gawky like that over stars and stuff, I pay respect where it's due, but it's because I know that whole world they live in. And that whole world that they live in, they all feel like if they go up and punch somebody in the face, they should be able to go home and see their family and have no worries at night. But when it comes to you and you and me, if we go and do that, you don't hear none of these motherfuckers standing up for none of people out here that's doing that same thing and not going home to their motherfucking families, not going home to see their damn wife, not going home to see their wife. See, that's the reality of it. That's Hollywood shit.
You know why I told you? Privilege. It's a privilege.
Hold on, man.
Yeah. Look at it like this, privilege. Say we're at one of our events. One of the events we're going outside, right?
Uh-huh.
We got performances going.
Uh-huh.
And somebody from the crowd decides to get on stage and smack the shit out of an artist. Now, depending on how that artist feels, depends on what happens next.
We got to remember Chris saying
he don't want to press charges. So now that means somebody else got to go out their way to get Will in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he
said
that.
It happened to be the academy.
Because if we're at an event and somebody get on stage and smack the shit out of us, if the artists say that they don't want to press charges, now it's on us on whether we want to do it because you did it at our event. So
right.
I can't necessarily say that. He getting treated special because the consequences coming because you see how many powerful people are the ones that's going out their way to try to see something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, but the reason why I said he's getting treated special, the reason why I say he is like the special treatment is because of what the protocols that they have for when shit like that happens. Will Smith was supposed to be escorted out of the Oscars. Will Smith was not supposed to be allowed to give that speech or even accept the award. That's in their protocols. And that's the only reason why I'm saying like that, because in their protocols, when that happens, you get escorted out. You know, he was never supposed to be there no more. He was supposed to be escorted out. That he wasn't supposed to be able to accept the award or even give a speech, but he was allowed to stay there. He was allowed to get the award. He was allowed to give a speech, and he was allowed to go to the party. That right there goes against everything that they have in their rules. So,
but
you know what I mean?
That's special treatment.
That's
what I just said, too, though. Because, again, if it's, say, it's our event, going back to us in this scenario, and if we had the same rules, you slap somebody, your ass got to go. Now, if the artist saying he don't want to press charges, the artist telling us he don't want us to kick him out, do we still kick him out because that's our policy, or do we listen to the victim? Because
we have to stand by our policy.
You got to stick by your policy.
You
got to
stand by the policy.
That means it don't matter that the artist don't want you to call the police. You calling the police anyway. That goes against what we just said earlier.
If the artist don't want to press charges, but in your rules, if you do anything like that, in your rules that you got to be removed, not necessarily go to jail, but you got to be removed, escorted out, and when you don't do that, then you showing special treatment. Because your rules say, if I cause violence or this,
it don't matter.
He
just got slapped. He got to go.
Right, mm-hmm. Because you had an event with other people, and just because that situation didn't affect that artist to make him uncomfortable, it's the people who came to enjoy the event, they might not be uncomfortable. So now what that does is nobody's really caring about the rest of the show. Everybody's talking about, just like what happened at the Oscars, everybody's now talking about how this person and this person just had a confrontation. Yeah, they go on back partying, but that there's really no more paying attention to what's really going on because everybody's still talking about the drama shit that happened. But you got to stick to your – when it's on national TV or even if it goes viral from a post and it's assault, that's enough evidence for legal mm-hmm. people to use that to charge you. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Legal standpoint, if it go like that and they see that assault, and a lot of it, and you got to remember, after Harvey Weinstein or whatever, they had made a policy at the Oscars to protect them for certain shit like this, using force, using your popularity to down another. They put this in a policy. So if you change that in your policy, that means you are aware of the situation. You're current on the situation. It's not like you changed this 10 years ago. It's current. And when this situation happened, by you not removing Will Smith and him not being allowed to do what he did the rest of the night, special treatment. If we have one of our events and that happens, and say it's one of our people, and one of our people be like, hey, man, he cool, man. We ain't got to put him out. You dig? I can't allow the person who came up and hit the artist to stay there because it's other people who came and enjoyed it, and they not, even though they act like they cool and shit, that person walking around, now everybody in the crowd knows that this person can punch somebody, and these cats ain't going to put him out. Or, you see what I'm saying? So it ain't just about them two. Everybody else starts feeling awkward. Everybody else, the whole vibe then kind of changed, and especially when it's like that. When it's like that, man, that'll change the whole vibe. Yeah, people still go home, but you got to remove them. You got to remove them.
Yeah,
because when they pull your records.
They got to be removed, man.
And it's on Oscars when they pull your records.
Right. If you go to the club, right? And you fighting in the club, you disorderly, you fighting in the club, right? And you beat somebody up, but the person that's gonna beat you press charges against you. The club has the right to press charges against you. So I'm a YL on this one. YL's right. You know, if this happens at one of our events, and the person that got attacked does not press charges, we have to stand our ground by our policy, and we have to press charges because that person violated our standards, our bylaws, and what we stand for. So, yeah, Chris said no, I'm not going to press charges. But the Academy Awards, the people running the Oscars, and Will Packer had a responsibility to basically remove Will Smith from the Academy Awards, not give him his award. They allowed him to stay.
Yeah.
No, they tell you you have to leave. You got to leave. You got to basically abide by their bylaws. So
this situation, though, when it comes to breaking that rule, this didn't just happen with Will Smith. It's been a lot of other stars who
mm-hmm.
have broken some of these same rules and have been allowed to do the same thing that Will Smith did. I mean, not far as in the hidden part, but far as in breaking the rule and still allowed to get the award. So it ain't like It ain't like they just showing this type of special treatment to Will. This has been, because if they take Will, people have came out already and said if they take Will's Oscar away from him or whatever, then this person got to give up their Oscar. This person, because a lot of these stars has broken the rule. You did. I hate it that it's like this, but it's gonna take Will Smith to be. Sometimes you can fuck up, and then you can be the poster child for a new rule or a new law. And I feel like they're going to use what Will Smith did to kind of set
a
new
standard. They're going to use it as a prime example,
standard.
Man, and it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. And,
that's
you know,
what I,
it's very bad. And you know, it's a very sad situation for all parties involved. I mean, Chris don't give a fuck because, shit, his show sold out. But his pride, his pride is what's hurt. And with Will, you know, Will Smith lost a lot. And I'm not going to turn my back on Will. I'm not going to turn my back on Will, you know, whatsoever.
No.
But I look at him in a different light now. It's because of the energy that was created when Jada Pinkett Smith embarrassed her husband on national TV in front of the entire world to come up with a damn word that is code word for cheating. Oh, what the fuck is an entanglement? Just say you cheated on a nigga. I mean, keep it real. Don't make a fancy word and to be basically, you know, be talked about all over the world. And now this man is now in memes. This man's been made
That's
fun
what I'm
of.
Saying.
You know, his wife created this energy. The wife created the energy. She's more accountable for Will's actions than Will himself. See, y'all gotta get petty.
See,
I'm keeping it real.
She's
the one who created that man's energy and broke that man's heart. Chris said a joke, which doesn't really bother anybody. He wasn't talking about the alopecia. He just said a joke referencing to a movie that Jada Pinkett Smith, who's never won an Academy Award, won a couple of NAACP Image Awards, but never won an Academy Award, and to remake a movie that Demi Moore fucking murked 30 years ago, that was the reference for. It was Jada's energy that made Will do what he did. And now it's possibly ruined this man's life.
I just look at it like this. I agree too. You know, it's on the Oscars to do whatever they do. Now outside of the Oscars, the Oscars could not press no criminal charges or whatever. And they got enough power to persuade certain law enforcement to not do anything. But all it takes is that one district attorney who comes out and says, we have to make a showing that nobody is above the law, no matter their celebrity status, their financial status, nobody's above the law. The Oscars ain't got to do shit. The Oscars won't be able to do anything. If they pick the case up, shit, the evidence is out there. You know what I'm saying? The evidence is out there. They already got what they need. They already seen it. They can still pick it up and assault, because that's just how the way the world works. They know what that shit can do. They know that they can have somebody thinking, okay, cool, man, I can go up and punch somebody too. And then if somebody do that and they say, well, shoot, Will Smith did it and nothing happened to Will Smith, then who does that look bad on? Like, right now, you got to look at the situation. Even though Will did what he did, it don't really look that bad on Will. It do, but it looked bad on the powers that be.
The Academy Award, the powers that be.
Y'all didn't have no security.
It's
the organization. But guess what? Two black men did what they did. One black man, he didn't press no charges. Yeah, one of them didn't press no charges. He cool, right? Whatever. He ain't trying to take it no further. The other one came out, said what he said. He resigned. Boom. Again, I feel like, what else from the situation do you need to punish punish. I mean, shit, what else do you need to punish? The man came out, he said he fucked up, basically, and, hey, I'm going to resign because of that. I don't feel like they need to charge him or do anything after that.
No.
If he gave
that
up.
There's nothing more that you can do because this man's pride is already hurt enough. His image is taking a hit. Leave it alone. If you want to blame somebody that really nobody's really talking about, why would make this man go up on stage on worldwide television? Who created the energy that created the image to what we are talking about this shit 6 days later? Jada Pinkett Smith is responsible for this shit. And for the women that said that, you know, oh, I will stand up for Jada, fuck that shit. Fuck that. Because there's many men. I swear to God, there's many men that have had other men talk about they woman in front of their face. Soldier, you said it yourself. You took a charge for it because you're standing up for your wife. Which, you know, you know the circumstances. There's circumstances where what happened Sunday does not happen. It doesn't make that man less of a man for not standing up for his woman. Because I swear to God, right now in the hood, there's a man right now talking about another man's woman right to his face. And that man's not doing anything right now. Because we have more to gain. Therefore, the shit that we've done for the last couple of years, we can't afford to take no more L's.
But think about this.
This is a perfect example.
Tell me, would you feel about having to resign? Now, in my lifetime, I haven't seen any of those stars resign. What do you feel like that right there shows coming from Will Smith?
He's apologetic. He's apologetic. He know he made a mistake. He know that mistake shouldn't have happened. And the consequences to it. So that just shows you that he don't
think. Do you feel like that's sufficient?
I guess. You know, all right, my bad. I slapped a nigga at the show. Here's your award back. I won't come back.
Right. I'm done. It go on record that he won it, but
Made that shit look kind of crazy after that. Like, yeah, I
right.
shit at
you.
And you know,
when he had that time to think about what's going on, with everyone talking about it, he had to think about it. Him winning that award after creating controversy, him looking at that award for playing a great damn role in King Richard, which is, I have not watched the movie yet. I got HBO Max. So I plan on watching it before I watch the Final Four and WrestleMania. He won an award that he was up for twice and lost to two predominantly black men. I've actually talked about this on Chop on the Radio the other night, Mr. Soldier. We talked about this. He lost in 2002 for Ali because he went against Denzel in Training Day. And he lost in 2006 because of the Pursuit of Happiness, went up against the last King of Scotland, and he lost to Forrest Whitaker. So him playing this role of King Richard, you know, telling the story about the Williams sisters and telling how they got where they're at. And then Richard Williams, you know, he's suffering a stroke, so he can't speak. So, you know, he's 80 years old, cannot speak right now. But it took it took away him winning that award, something that he has worked hard for. I mean, Will Smith has been in the game for almost 40 damn years. Go all the way back.
Yeah, man.
And to win that Academy Award, where basically it was hard for a black man or woman to win an Oscar. That goes back to Hattie McDaniel.
Yeah.
That goes back to Sidney Poitier. That goes to Denzel. That goes to Halle Berry. To now. It was hard. The 3-6 Mafia winning the Academy Award. It basically took away the homage and the things that we have to go through as the black culture to be accepted in America to win some type of prestigious award like that, where millions of people are watching, and he basically said, damn. I basically
the man's daughter
another
even
brother.
Said that, though. You know what I mean?
I slapped
man's
another
came
brother.
Out said that too.
And I slapped another brother. And I embarrassed myself. And I didn't even really fully apologize to this man. My image is hurt. My soul is hurt. This award that I poured my heart and soul in to tell the story of a black American family that was poor in Compton, California, for a father to basically take his two young daughters to make them the Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods of tennis, female Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods of tennis, and break down barriers in women's sports. That basically,
I
can't accept it. His pride was hurt.
We're going to let YL touch on it. And then I'm going to touch on the man, and we're going to get up out of here. YL, go ahead, man. Go ahead, Famo.
Now,
anything else you want to?
That's all I'm going to say. I think Will, he's not sorry for slapping the shit out of Chris. He ain't sorry for that.
Right.
I think he's sorry that it took away from the fact that King Richard's story is an amazing story.
Right.
Ain't nobody talking about that no more. Ain't nobody talking about the fact that movie is what really won the award.
That
hurts all the people that's connected to him. I don't think he worried about the fact that he did something and he gonna get in trouble for it. I think he worried more about the fact that Serena Williams and Venus and all them, all the other actors that was a part of that movie, that shit affects them too.
Right.
So I think that's where all this apologizing and shit's coming from.
I agree. That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say the same thing with YL basically just said. That's what I feel, man, and which it's understandable because it did just that. You know what I mean? It did take away from it took away from the awareness that night and the recognition, because now whenever you talk about that, that's gonna be one of the things that's associated with that award and with that movie. You know, we know the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? So we know what's gonna happen from now on.
Think about this too.
I agree with y'all.
Think about it also too. It took away from another predominantly black movie that I said earlier. It took away from Questlove's documentary Summer Soul.
Exactly.
Never televised. Talk about that. It took away from Questlove. And I love it.
And that's what the other people were saying. That's what the other people were saying.
It took away that moment, man. It took away that moment, man. And then, you know, so black people, I hate to say this, y'all, we took so many goddamn L's last Sunday, man. This is one thing that we need to do. None of this had to be Hollywood whatsoever. This is our culture.
But if I'm in Hollywood, I'm going to say something that's crazy right now, man. I'm going to say
go ahead.
Y'all know me. Why here? You ready for this, Famo? All right.
I'm ready.
Now, if I was in Hollywood and I was watching I seen all this shit like everybody else in the country, you know, and I seen my people told me the reactions, because, you know, that's what they do. They got people who study that type of shit. So, and I seen what the reactions was from the people, I'm going to capitalize. That allows me to know the type of movies I need to run, what I need to do for promo to reach certain people. You know what I mean? How I can make me some more damn money and keep moving forward after all this. So what I seen was the majority of everyday people say that situation was cool. That's valuable piece of information for a smart motherfucker. And how many people we know behind the scenes in Hollywood that's smart making things happen? That's just to make somebody some rich-ass shit.
Because controversy creates cash.
Man, somebody's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
off of what just happened because of the research, the data, what people saying on social media. This is what people don't understand. They track all this shit, what people saying, how they feel about this, how they feel about this. How do you feel when this happens? How do you feel about the president when he says this? Man, they track all this shit, and they use that feedback just like they do when they do the census. Just like they do when they do the census, right? So when you see this information and you see that the majority, think about it. I'm going to say this. It's something else getting ready to happen. I don't think this is the end of, I ain't going to say Will Smith. We said what we said about that. But you got to think about it. It's something else getting ready to happen. That's going to be a national worldwide coverage thing. Something else getting ready to happen.
Famos. The Grammys are tomorrow.
Set up.
The Grammys are tomorrow. Uh-oh. 7:00 Uh-oh. Our time. The Grammys are on tomorrow. Kanye
and
West is going
to
be at the Grammys in Las Vegas. And Trevor Noah is hosting. And Kanye was originally banned for saying come by ya towards Trevor Noah. Because Trevor Noah made a joke about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
I think that was just the setup, man.
Because I'm
going to
tell
y'all
who's making the money off of this shit. Y'all know who's making the money off this shit in Hollywood? The Nielsen Media Ratings. Nielsen is making billions of dollars. Because they go by exactly what you said. They go by what you just said. They do their research, and they do it by
research,
and they do it by age demographics.
This is what
we're trying to tell you artists straight up. When we promoters promote
that
these events, we telling y'all this shit matters.
Nobody on Facebook should see all your only just your promotion. It should be, you should have people be like, oh, man, I didn't know you was promoting over there. You know, I mean, just when it comes to that type of shit. Why? Because your demographics is going to take you there.
Why do you think Facebook is paying content creators for $35,000 a month?
Yeah.
Telling y'all how to make the money.
What was that? About a couple of days ago, man, it was a new social media site. You know what I mean, out there. And once you get approved, then you can get on this social media site. And it's like your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, but it's a new site, though. But I wouldn't have found out about the shit if I wasn't paying attention to what some people in my demographics are doing. Where are some of the places they're going? What are some of the things that they liking? Some of the social sites. And with that site, a lot of them that are creators are on there, right? So same thing, what are we talking about here? Man, once all the research go up and all the research is tallied in, it's going to make for some great money for a whole lot of different people because they're going to take that information and they're going to apply that shit to what they do best. And what they do best is entertain. Create entertaining situations.
Create entertainment.
At the Grammys is going to say something. Somebody at the Grammys is going to say something about what happened at the Oscars in a joke or something. Now, I would like to know what
the
numbers
on the last
Oscars.
I got Trevor Noah saying it, and I'm going to watch the first 15 minutes. of the Oscars.
I like Trevor, man. I rock with Trevor.
He's witty with it.
I've been watching Trevor. I was watching Trevor when I was in Wichita, man.
I studied his comedy. I watched him. He was on the Daily Show before he took it over. He was with Jon Stewart. He's witty.
He's one of the people that I do study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's one of the people that I study just on how he conducts, you know, his show and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Man, I like how he get down. You know what I mean? Personal, whatever. I don't know, but how he get down when he do that, I like it. And I know he the type that'll say some shit. But hey, at the end of the day, goddamn me, salute to Will, Jada, and Chris Rock. They all wonderful people, I guess. I don't know. I can't say that personally. But from what everybody's fans always say, they are some wonderful people. So, you know, we wish them well on their journey. We hope everything passes the bar for them or whatever. And I have to say this because this is also 100K. I'm sorry, but the Smiths and Rock will not receive any more goddamn airtime on Chop On It Radio after this show. Show's pretty much over with. But we just got to, I just got to make that clear. Like, did you love you or no? And it is what it is.
Love you.
But never,
we love
y'all
you, but we
ain't endorsing. Yeah, y'all ain't endorsing nobody in the state of Oklahoma or Kansas. I just don't understand how I can feel so protective over a man who ain't even showing love. Not only me, goddamn it, but nobody in my state, my city, my state, not even nobody in the next state that's connected to me. I mean, I'm just saying, man. The Smiths ain't never did nothing but for me, but offer entertainment. So when I look at them and I look at the things they do, I look at it as entertainment. Will Smith proved that. A lot of his actions that he did that night match up with the same actions that he's done on the Will Smith show, on the Arsenio Hall show. Same reactions. The only time this time he got up and slapped. I think he's going through something in his life. Hope the brother gets help and he gets that shit worked out. If he don't, all I'm going to say is, now,
blow up.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America. Because the America you thought you was living in ain't the America that we all know exists. So that's all I'm going to say is, hey, player, you've been living a high and mighty life for a very long time. You done smacked the shit out of numerous of people now. Sometimes in life, you got to pay the piper. Sometimes when you keep knocking on the devil's door, hey, you keep knocking on the devil's door, somebody going to answer your ass. I love the brother to death. But I would feel outraged myself if Will Smith just walks off scot-free. Nah, player, you one of us. You one of us, man. Something got to happen. And what happened was he gave up the shit, the Oscars and all that, the Academy and that shit. To me, I feel like, all right, cool, man. You know, ain't no need to further down the man, knock the man, drag him through the mud, you know, legalize, none of that shit, man. It is what it is. And that's pretty much what it is.
And you know
from
what,
the streets, from a regular brother, that's some bullshit, man. That man's nigga, we go to
that's
jail for that type of shit. We go to jail for that type of shit. We get charges. We get assault and battery, deadly weapons, and all this type of shit. Assault on a mother. Man, that's what we get out here. For the Hollywood world, though, hey, man, I wish him all the best. When he come out here to this real life, that's all I can tell him. Welcome to the real America. And the real America don't give a damn about none of that shit. What they give a damn about is putting a charge on your ass. Putting paper time on your ass, humiliating your ass in front of the whole world, court ordering you to go to anger management, court ordering you to do public service, court ordering you to do all this other shit, make your ass go to jail so all your damn fans and everybody who love you can realize your ass don't control shit. I mean, that's just
this is America.
How it goes.
Don't catch you tripping, though.
This is America.
Don't catch you tripping, though.
This is America.
Look what I'm whipping, though.
This is America, man.
Childish Gambino told y'all, stay woke.
Demo. Right here. Demo. What else can we tell them? This is America, man. This is America.
Don't catch you slipping. Don't catch you slipping, though.
Shout out
Night
Train
to Brand.
Check this. Check this out. Shout out Night Train to Brand. Night Train Brand used to say, salute out to all other countries that's tuned in, listening to our American problems. This is some American problem shit, man. Our whole country is ghetto. The whole United States of America is ghetto. They can't say just because we from the streets, we ghetto and shit. Our whole goddamn country is ghetto.
Yeah,
our whole country
is
a hood.
This just proved that theory. Because 3-6 Mafia won
won award, and they was able to behave themselves, and they got down 66 thugs. Will Smith was the nigga that couldn't behave right. So it ain't the hood.
Yeah, come on now. We all remember Busy Bone Ring Fight 3-6 Mafia.
Hey, but look, hold on. I think Will Smith, because if you watch the video just like I have, and Will Smith was like, yeah, keep my wife's name out your mouth. I think Will Smith forgot that he was at the Oscars, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if Will Smith get high. Hold on, we don't know if Will Smith get high. Maybe his ass thought he wasn't at the Oscars. Maybe his ass thought he was like a club in L.A. somewhere. Yeah, just think about it. Maybe he thought he was at the club in L.A. Yeah, like, nigga, almost. And then when he sat down, he was so like, oh, shit, I just did this in front of the whole world. So when Chris Rock said what he said, he's like, yeah, keep my name. What, nigga, you got caught off guard because you snapped back like, damn, I'm at the Oscars. That's what I think.
I forgot.
I forgot.
What'd you say, YF?
After he came back to reality, but I fully understand.
Yeah.
That's one of the truck drivers at the job. To where
yeah.
I know I'm finna get fired. Well, fuck,
mm-hmm.
I done smacked him already. Might as well go all the way.
Sometimes, regularly, as human beings, sometimes, man, our emotions does get the best of us. Different people handle them different ways. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have a weak moment and we handle them in a way that we don't want to handle them. That doesn't mean that we bad people. That just means we fucking people, right? And Will Smith, Jada, all of them, like YS said, he gave y'all a couple different scenarios. This is with normal people, everyday people. If you're a human being, you know what I mean? You go through this shit in life. So that's why I said I don't feel like they should get treated any different, because this exact same situation can happen to somebody who has nothing. Yeah, it has nothing of what they have. So that doesn't mean that just because of who they are, it should be different when the situation. I can understand if it's only a rich person and a popularity thing, and it only happens to popularity people. Like, we can't be out here running around and talking about paparazzi. Ain't nobody out here following us like that unless we put our shit in some shit, right? So we can't complain about paparazzi. Ain't no goddamn paparazzi team waiting outside my damn door. But when it comes to this situation, this is something. And they follow
mm-hmm.
me all the time because I work for Big Chief, but it's all good. But what I'm saying is, in real life, man, that situation happens to everybody. Not everybody, but it happens to all kind of people every day. Every day somebody dealing with some shit like that. It's people who got attractive wives, who people making joke about their wives' body and shit like that. This shit happens all the time, right? So I don't see no reason why he should get treated any different. Like, dog, this some shit that go on with cats all the damn time, man. It's cats in the hood who kill us. Comedians make joke about their wife being heavy set and all this type of shit. Like, dog, they ain't came up dead. Like, when they killed old boy for making a joke about dog, I didn't really feel that type of shit. It is what it is. Hey, that ain't, you know, it is what it is, but... Come on, man. This is a fucking America. You know how many countries that we done went over and killed fucking people, and we ain't had no goddamn business being there? And you mean to tell me we give a shit about a motherfucker saying a joke about G.I. Jane? Come on, man. The motherfucker didn't say alopecia. What the hell?
Nah,
we didn't get our country and got that solved. This is... I didn't never hear him say anything about alopecia. You know what I mean? I know what they try to say the joke was referenced to and all that. How the fuck do we know? We ain't Chris Rock. So until he say, nah, man, the joke was this. What the fuck can we say? My thing is this. We that soft. But then on the other hand, we hard as fuck to some of the same thing we saying is was right. When it happens in a different light, we say it's wrong. So, you know, that is my thing. You know what I mean? And he ain't no Will Smith. Is a better actor, maybe, than some people. I don't think so, because I know everyday people out here that's acted. But whatever. What he did, prestigious, historic,
mm-hmm.
legendary. Don't mean he ain't no fucking human being, man. That man still gets stressed out just like everybody do. And his wife has a lot to do with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
that was a time.
That
was a time for everybody. For everybody that's saying, look at Will Smith and Jada, and you should be like them, and your marriage is this, this, and this.
All marriages ain't perfect, everybody.
I know, well, check this out. Check this out. I don't know Will Smith and Jada. I know YL and Queen. YL just said he would have to hold Queen back. I believe him. I believe that shit. Mm-hmm. I know them. I don't fucking know what Will Smith, what Jada would have done or what he, no, I don't know that. What YL said would have happened with his wife, I take his word because I know that shit to be true. I know if he say that with his wife react, yeah, he know he ain't got a fake image for no goddamn body. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. we don't know if we even seeing the real Will and Jada, who the fuck they really is. They still entertainers. They still entertain them,
right.
Whether it be on a podcast, whether it be at the Oscars, whether it be on a news clip, whether it be whatever they doing. At all times when the camera is on, it's action mode. People got to understand this shit. So when they come out crying and all that shit ain't because they really feel that in their heart. They do that because they know it's people out there that you call sympathizers. And when you learn certain things about the game, you can gain fans from sympathizers. You can gain fans because somebody was trying to steal some shit outside.
They have, so like this, Will and Jada have made Whitney and Bobby look like George and Barbara Bush.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know the game, you know that you can capitalize when it comes to sympathizers. You know you can capitalize when it comes to people who are touchy on women's rights, who touchy on men's rights, who touchy on the racism. You know these things. So everybody that's in the game is sitting back taking all of this shit, and they ain't really worrying about what the fuck Will did. They looking at it like, okay, how can we use this to expand, to elevate, to get more money, to get the reach out there, to get the awareness out there. What is it? And that's really what the shit really boils down to. Like, man, ain't nobody really, everybody then kind of like, okay, we'll smack the shit out of Chris Rock. It is what it is. Yeah, he resigned. Okay, cool. When Chris Rock said he don't want to press no charges, I believe that's when all of us was like, oh, shit, that shit over with then.
Right.
To the mother people, they're going to push the issue because they, yeah, so that's why I feel. Leave that shit, like we all said, leave that shit right there, man. Let whatever has happened, has worked itself out the best way that it, I guess, is supposed to, and it is what it is. I feel like it does let us know where a lot of us is. So, again, you got to remember. If somebody, we mentioned our events and stuff like this. If your ass walk up and punch a artist on stage at a lyrics and flow to the show, you will be removed. Now, how you get removed is on you. You did? That's all I can say on that part. Nobody ain't saying nothing else. All I'm saying is you will be removed if the artist feel like, hey, man, it's cool or whatever. I say that now, and I stand on that now, because it's been we've never had like a full blown like just fight and shit, but we've had certain shit. We had some girls that scrapped one time in Tulsa, and they was allowed to stay. No, the one had to leave. So we did remove one, but the other one had to stay. And that was me. That was us showing favoritism, because the one that got to stay was the girlfriend of an artist that was on my team, and that was wrong. I should have not allowed her to stay either. I should have removed
both of them. They're both of them. And Soldier,
so,
I've had this happen to the both of you.
That's
why I changed everything up.
I didn't let it.
We had this in Tulsa. We had this in Topeka, 2020. We had four females fight inside the club.
Fight outside the club.
Okay. Somehow, security let them back in. After I told them they had to go. So next thing you know, we have an artist performing on stage. These bitches is fighting inside the motherfucking shit again to where security had to come in. The DJ came off the booth and fired his motherfucking gun. I shut the motherfucking show down. So I'm with Soldier on this.
Okay.
When we put this show together,
I...
we said security is strictly enforced. That means You sign up for this show. You bring your people. You and your people, I don't give a fuck, better act accordingly. Because if you slap somebody, whether they're performing on stage or they're just watching the show, you assault somebody and your people get involved, I don't give a fuck if you're performing. All your motherfucking people get the fuck out and you ain't getting your slap feedback. It's because you brought that energy. You brought that energy.
We're getting ready to wrap it up. Go ahead, Fimo. So we got a little bit of time. We get ready. Go ahead.
At our show, at our event, there are multiple civilians that are security trained. We will fuck you up if you get the strip.
Come on.
And I'm not talking about fuck you up as far as we finna try to fight and beat you up. Bitch, I will put you to sleep and put you out. So everybody come with the good vibes, good energy, because we are trained and we're not going to be in police uniform. And there will be security uniform.
No, straight shot.
We ain't got to worry about it. Just let you know that our security got backup as well.
So we let y'all know right now, because I'm going to talk with soldiers as soon as this is over with, to go over everything. We letting y'all know now.
Oh,
just
like
I got for May 28th, for June 25th, because I got people basically sharing the flyer and all this other stuff too, and I have to tell them, do not share that flyer until we get everything straight. We got to get the originals in first. Famo Nation's already going to be a part of it. We got to get everything in line before we start taking slots and all this other shit.
Right.
Security will be strictly enforced.
All I can say is... All I can say is this right here, too.
Don't bring the fucking blow up to the fucking
Muskogee,
show.
Oklahoma. Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. Y'all get ready, man, for something different, something cool. Everybody that's coming, man, is not even about no drama, no violence, or nothing like that. That ain't even the energy. That ain't even the swag or nothing, man. The energy, man, is going to be bringing that what Femo Nation stand for, Lyrics and Flow to stand for. We're going to bring everybody together, man. We're going to have fun. We're going to do it in a way that's different from what we have done. We're going to do something different. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be an enjoyable time, man. And that's what you come and expect, to just have fun and just enjoy yourself, relax, let loose a little bit. You dig? Nothing about that says violence or drama at all. It's going to give you your family reunion feel, but damn it, don't be fighting like your family reunion do. You dig? Come, everybody grown. Everybody know how to act. Everybody know that if something happens dramatically like that here in Muskogee, it won't be no other shit like this to go on in Muskogee with us. You dig? We ain't, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do it right, man. I feel like everybody I talk to, that's their energy anyway. You dig? So, hey, man, but if something happens, I'm with YA. I just said it in a cleaner way. You ain't got to worry about it because... It's going to be a whole lot of motherfucking people out there that you ain't going to see, that you might not be like, oh, yeah, that's a kitty right there. You get to doing the wrong type of shit that calls for certain things, it will be handled, and it will be handled accordingly. You dig?
I'm going to put a disclaimer on this, too, because June 25th, Most Hated Productions is a part of this. If you are caught, if you are an artist and you do any type of blow whatsoever and security guy escorts you out, you cannot perform on another Most Hated show ever. You will be banned forever. And I don't give a damn if you apologize or not. You are done. Be about business.
Yeah, I understand. Be about business.
Be about business.
We're going to make it go down, man.
Yeah.
So, Bonfire Edition, man. First Bonfire. Yeah, April 23rd, man. We're going down. First one, we're going to jump it off, kick it off, man. It's not performances and these type of things. You're going to get your bonfire, man. You're going to be able to get your music. We're going to have the food out there. We're going to kick it, man. We're going to kick it all night. If you want to camp over on April 23rd, you're more than welcome to do that as well, man. I might even be staying out there all night my damn self. I know a lot of the We Outside events, we're going to open it up for people who do want to camp over. You ain't got to worry about going and booking nothing at the lake. You ain't got to worry about booking cabin. You want to come out and camp over, man? Come on out to the We Outside events, man. Camp over. Kick it with us. Have fun with us.
I want some of
White House
barbecue.
Let's get it. Now, I am going to say this. we will have things for people who do stay past certain time limits. Now, if you don't want what we giving away, no problem. You feel me? No problem at all. But for the people who do want the things that we giving away, you're going to be able to get them for free. You dig? And we will have things out there for you to purchase to keep your night rolling and enjoyable. Right? So just come with a happy heart. Come with a big-ass smile, and also the We Outside T-shirts, man. We Outside T-shirts will be available for you to purchase and will be available for you to get, right? So we want to see a lot of y'all in them We Outside T-shirts, man, because we starting something, man. Remember the name, Jerklahoma, man. Jerklahoma. They got Rocklahoma. This Jerklahoma. And we're going to jerk the
and
city up, man.
And remember the Midwest Connection.
Oh, yeah. Remember this. Midwest big shout out to Wyatt Dallas. Big shout out to Petty Murphy. Big shout out to the Petty Murphy Project, man. Big shout out to Brain Gang. Hey, we off in here, baby. Ain't no stopping. And we told y'all, you keep poking at the damn kings. Sooner or later, man, the kings going to stand up. They going to come with it. And I just feel like they've been poking at the throne for so motherfucking long. You dig? And we humble people. We humble kings. We humble kings. But sometimes, man, sometimes you got to show people better than you can tell them. You did? So, man. Till next time, Femo, I'm going to link with you. Till next time, man, y'all keep this shit jerking at 100K or no other way. We out.